Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the system with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So welcome to everyone, and thank you guys so much for joining me here live in The Remix on this Sunday night. It is October the 23rd, 2011. Wow, we have about 9 weeks left to go, and the rest of 2011, and every single day is sure to be very powerful, very enlightening, and definitely, hopefully, very transforming for each and every one of you. I just want to say thanks and greetings. I see so many of you waiting on the phone line that is here, and also those of you who are in the chat room. So for those of you listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. Welcome, 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 no matter what part of the world you're listening from. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us on The Remix tonight. And if you're listening on the phone and you want to come over and join us in chat, because tonight is going to be very interactive. To say the least, very interactive, and we're going to be doing a lot of things in the chat room. So I invite each and every one of you to come grab your chairs and join us on chat. And if you don't know how to get here to get to the chat, all you have to do is simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. Very simple, very easy to sign up so we can know who you are, so you can come in the chat room and you can chat with the whole Remix family. If you don't know how to do that, you can just simply look straight down in the chat room and you will see where it says sign up. Click the sign up button and in less than 2 minutes, just like magic, you'll be right there in the chat room. So I invite each and every one of you to do that and to join us on chat as well. And for the rest of you who are listening, and even those of you who are in chat, we're going to be doing something a little different here. You know how I like to mix it up and kind of keep it a little psycho, a little sexy, and a little cool. We're going to be doing that as well. If you're on Facebook, I want you to definitely go over to the Remix Family page. And on the Remix Family page, it is a group. You can click to add yourself to the group. And I definitely will go over there and add you, or Sister Manya, one of us will go and add you in the group. Once you add yourself in the group, because we're going to be doing some activities and posting some things there, posting some things in the chat room. So it's just going to be a night full of magic shifts and changes. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Tribal mojo magic shifts. And so that's what the energy is going to be tonight. I have two amazing sisters. You guys know them. That's going to also be helping us out tonight. And that is going to be Esther as well as Kalimar. They're both going to be helping out tonight. So lots of fun planned for us here tonight. A lot of action planned too. So sort of get yourself in that space and in that energy so we can begin to get ready to get into the share. Of course, we're going to go ahead and we're going to move around a little bit. You know, that's always good to do. And let's see, we're going to be moving around to one of my favorites. And so I invite you all to get up from where you are, to stand up so we can get ready to start to move ourselves around. You guys know how we do. To move yourself around a little bit, so stand up. Wherever you are, you can grab a partner, somebody close to you. And this is kind of what I want you to do just to get into this energy. Allow the music to take you wherever the music takes you. One of the best things that you can do to clear the energy out of your body, if you have some energy in your body that you just want to release, maybe it could be thoughts. It could be something that happened at work. I don't know. Maybe your football team didn't win. It could be any of those things. Maybe it's just one of those days that you feel a little funky and you just want to kind of let go of some of the energy, or you just kind of want to raise your vibration. And if you want to do that, then what I want you to do is just to stand up, allow the music to take you, allow it to move you. And, you know, you can pretend like you're 2 years old, 3 years old. I don't know many that do this, but just like you're stomping, just kind of like you're stomping. Start out like that and just letting your feet go wherever they go, and then allowing that energy to kind of move up your legs, into your torso, you know, out through your arms, all through your face and your everything around you. Just kind of get up and kind of move a little bit. So we're going to listen to this. Then we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to get into some tribal mojo magic. And so I thank you guys so much for joining me here tonight on The Remix. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue. And let's just get ready to move.
Oh.
All right, everyone, that's right. That was Pops and the Staple Singers, and I'll take you there. Tonight, we're going to be talking about tribal mojo magic shifts. Again, we have about 9 weeks exactly left to go in the rest of 2011. And as we fastly approach this energy, you know, this is something that Brother Bobby Hemmett came on and talked about, and actually talked about it last year sometime, about how things would be moving up, speeding up, going very, very fast. And I'm sure most of us can look around and begin to think about everything that transpired or have transpired during this particular cycle this year. And really see how it just seemed like a couple of months ago we were in January, and then February, and then March, and then April, May, June, July, August, and September. And now here we are in October, and just a few more weeks left to go. So many things are going on the planet. We're going to talk about that energy. We're also going to talk about why it's important that sometimes we take the opportunity to really tap into some tribal mojo magic just to make these shifts happen, just to make these things happen as they should. So tonight is that night that we're actually going to be doing this, and we're going to be doing it in many different ways. And so the first thing that I want you guys to do as well is definitely have you, if you have not logged on to Facebook, go over to the Remix family, because we're going to be doing some posting there as well. If you're not a member of the group already, you can simply send a request, and we'll go ahead and grant that request tonight so that you actually can participate in the forum. So that's one of the first things I want you to do. If you're listening on the phone, I definitely would invite you to come over and definitely get into the chat room. And so, again, I'm going to give out that information, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. So we're going to first talk about how this whole tribal mojo magic shift sort of kind of came about. And then I'm also going to introduce very shortly here the two amazing sisters, and I know you guys know them. They're part of the Remix as well, and that's also going to be Esther and also Kali Mar. They're going to be helping out on the show tonight. We're actually going to be doing a big part of this together. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know you guys like that. So one of the things that we're going to talk about now, I guess we'll get the phone. So one of the things that we're going to talk about, if we can get that together, I'm sure we can. Okay, sorry about that. So we're going to talk about how we can begin to activate some of these things. We have a lot of gateway energy that's coming up. I personally think that every single day is a gateway day. It doesn't matter. 2011 is a very powerful year, and it's a gateway day every single day if you so choose to make it that it is a gateway. Now, tonight, the first thing I want to ask this question, and this sort of kind of sparked with the conversation that some of you have also participated in as well over on Facebook on the Remix family page, where I asked the question about being vulnerable. So I'm going to ask that question tonight because this is a big part of what we're going to be doing here. So I kind of need to know what your thoughts are on this, and you can let me know. Now, we're going to get to everyone who's on the phone. Oh, I see you guys over here. I'm adding you to the group now, so now you're added, okay? So I'm going to ask you guys here first, and if you're on the phone line, you'll get an opportunity to respond to this as well, too. And really, here's the question. First, we're going to start with the chat room, and then we're going to start with everyone else listening from all over the world. The first thing that I want to ask you guys is, on a scale from 1 to 2, how open are you tonight to being open to being vulnerable? So on a scale, I said 1 to 2, I meant 1 to 5. So on a scale 1 to 5, 1 being very, very open, 2 being somewhat open, 3 being a little open, and 4 being pretty much open, and 5, not so much. Just kind of let me know, just so we can kind of get a feel. if you're willing to be open, try new things, and we're here. Because if you're here, this is what we're doing tonight. So I don't want anyone to be delusional about the intent. So I really would like for you to put in the room what your openness or you're willing to be open. Okay. Waiting on your responses there. Okay. Looking good. Got some ones, got some twos, got some threes, couple of fives there, couple of ones, couple of fours there. Five always. Okay. Let me give out the scale again because maybe there was some miscommunication. We're talking about openness. How willing, how open are you to receiving tonight? The information, we're going to be talking about tribal mojo magic, vulnerability as it goes. One means you're very open to it, very willing, very open. Two, open. Three, kind of open. You know, four is going to put you in, maybe open. And five is just not open at all. You're not open to it whatsoever. Yeah. Okay, so now we get a lot of ones, still have some threes, still have some fours there, but now we get a lot of ones. Just wanted to clear that up. It's a little tricky there, but just kind of want to let you guys know. Okay, some twos and some threes. Okay, good to know, some twos and some threes. All right, the reason I want to know about how open you are to this is because it's going to be very interactive. Here, it's not a trick question, nothing of that nature. We don't do that here. It's not necessary. Everybody is here because they use their free will, you see. Everybody's here because they can use their free will. So if anybody is here and they feel like their free will is not here, know that you have your free will, so you get to use it however you want. You don't have to be. So I just kind of wanted to see where this openness is because I kind of know most of you guys. All right, so here we go. All right. Now, this all came about based upon why do people PM me and I'm doing a show? Okay. Okay. So one of the things that I definitely want to bring up was the question. This was sort of a question I asked myself and just a couple of things that I thought about. And so I decided to pass this information on to you guys over on the remix. And I wanted to know, hold on, you guys. See, I'm in the dark, by the way, too. That's sometimes not a good thing. But one of the things that I wanted to just invite you guys to do is to really sort of kind of answer this question. And this was sort of a question I kind of posed to myself. And the question is, how do you define vulnerability? You know, and what makes you feel vulnerable? But before you begin to ponder that question, I want to ask another question, and we're going to do this one just on a one and a two, okay? So it's going to be real simple, one or two. How many of you are hard on yourself? Put a heart in the room if you're very hard on yourself. If you're not hard on yourself, put a two. If you're hard on yourself. And I'm going to go ahead and put my little heart up there too. If somebody's putting hearts for other people, or maybe they're saying hi, I don't know. But put a heart in the room if you guys are hard on yourselves. And for those of you on the phone line, send a heart. I can catch it. We can catch those hearts. So I see a lot of hearts, and I put a heart up there for myself. Because we tend to be very, very hard on ourselves. And even though we know sometimes that it is necessary for us to have certain things and do certain things in order to cause certain things to happen, because let's face it, nobody should know you better than you know yourself. Some people put two hearts in the room. I guess they're just super hard on themselves. So here's what we're going to do. And I'm going to let you guys choose. And I'm also going to let you guys on the phone lines choose. But I'm going to let you guys choose. But it's going to be very important that we stay open and we stay willing to this experience. Okay? The first thing we're going to do is we're going to actually go into a light meditation. And let's not even call it a meditation. Sort of kind of a relaxation. And sort of kind of a tapping in. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to take you guys on that. And then once we come back out of that, then we're going to kind of split ourselves up into tribes. So we're going to have some tribes here tonight. Okay. So let's go. I want everyone to just kind of get themselves in a comfortable position wherever you are. It doesn't matter. We're going to do some real tribal warrior meditation here. So no lights, camera, action, none of that. We're just going to get down to the real warrior meditation. So what I want you guys to do is just kind of get yourself comfortable. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're standing up, if you're sitting down, if you're laying in someone's lap, you know, if you're sitting next to somebody, you know, if you're in the car, riding, sitting down, if you're on your job, just kind of get yourself in that position where you can kind of feel comfortable and you can relax. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take a nice breath, not very deep, but just a nice breath in through your nose and then breathe out through your mouth. Just like that. Let's do it again. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just relax. Continue to breathe, really focusing on any part of your body that has any kind of stress, any kind of tension, any kind of resistance. Really breathing into that space. Continue to breathe in your nose and breathe out your mouth. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And just relax. Relax, letting go of all of the thoughts that you may have had before you came into this space, or letting go of everything before, you know, that may be causing a distraction. Letting go of all those things that may be negative, just really kind of getting yourself centered and being in that space. And now what I want you to do is I want you to take your dominant hand and I want you to place it over your heart. So just reach and take your dominant hand and place it over your heart. There you go. Continue to breathe in and out, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to take your dominant hand and place it over your heart. Now, as you place your hand and you have it over your heart space, which is the fourth chakra, we also know that this is the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. This is the place of where you want to come from. I want you to see and I want you to imagine a doorway, a gateway being there, right there on your heart. And now what I want you to do is I want you to open that. I want you to open that gate as far and as comfortable as you have it. I want you to begin to open that gate. As you open the gate, I want you to begin to move your hand away from your heart and then open the gate. As you open your gate, I want you to continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And just relax, relax, knowing that you're sending that energy out from your heart and you're receiving it. Yes. And now slowly bring your awareness back to the center of yourself as we continue. Take your last breath in and your breath out, and now we're done. So this is also just an exercise to move sort of the life force energy through your body. You can do it many ways. You can also send energy to your loved ones, to your mate, to your children, maybe to your mother, to your father, or just a friend or somebody that is close to you. You can actually begin to send that energy to them by opening it up. The best time to do it is perhaps maybe at night when you're asleep and you know that they're also asleep as well too. And you can actually send that energy to them that way. I do it to my children every night. I send them that energy. I open up my heart and I send it to them. And you know, they send it back to me. And it's an amazing feeling. Well, tonight we're sending out this energy and we're sending it out as a collective in a tribal kind of way. One of the things that really sort of kind of brought this to my attention is while I was doing sort of some looking around, I came across something that was very interesting, and I remembered hearing about it before, and some of you may already be familiar with this as we get ready to get into the first tribal mojo magic shift. But it was a study that was done, and I believe the study had started at either Stanford or Yale University, or it could have been Howard, it could have been one of those. I don't remember, but one of the Ivy League schools did this particular study, and it started some years ago where they actually had this apparatus that measured the collective consciousness of everyone who's on the planet. Of absolutely every person on the planet, collective conscious thoughts, that they could actually measure consciousness. And so in every major city across the United States and throughout the world, there are these devices that have been set up, and there are teams of scientists and all kinds of people who study the energy of the collective consciousness. And what happens is when that vibration, when that energy changes on the planet, then these meters go off and they can feel it. They can feel it. We know that everything in the universe is made up of ones and zeros. We know that. And this is sort of how they measure it. They measure the collective consciousness. Now, there's been a couple of times, and you guys can research this, I know you will, but there's been a couple of times that they have seen these meters go up and down of the collective consciousness. Now, this is just the conscious community, meaning those who have a heightened sense of awareness of what we like to call magic, some people call it just being very tuned in, whatever we choose to call it. Some people call it spirituality. Some people call it all kinds of stuff. And this is also, yes, how they predict things. Now, interesting enough, when 9/11 happened, 4 hours before 9/11 happened, they noticed all over the planet that the collective consciousness rose up, went almost from a steady state all the way up to almost 100%. So they knew something big was about to happen because the collective consciousness could feel it in the air. They could actually feel it in the air. In fact, on that very day, I had a conversation with my son, who was in high school at the time. And I told him, I had this talk, which we have this talk every now and again. You guys know how it is with parents. Every now and then you check in. You do a self-talk. But I had this talk with my son, and I said, let me tell you something. We need to have a meeting place. So if something happens, that's not actually what I said. I'll say my exact words. If something pops off, we need to know how to get to each other as a family. We need to know how to get to each other. I said, we need to have spots. So if something happens, you could know that without a shadow of a doubt, my mother is going to be right here. My mother's going to find me, or she's going to send somebody, and they're going to come looking for me, and this is the spot where I'm going to be. That morning, I told him and I told my daughter. I said, these are the two spots. I don't care what nobody tells you. I don't care if it's a teacher. I don't care if it's a policeman. Know that if something goes wrong, if something happens and you don't feel safe, know that I'm going to be here. Find the spot. So as I was dropping them off at school, this was that morning, the morning of 9/11. Now, on a conscious human level, I had absolutely no idea this was going to happen. But I could feel that this was the time to have that inner wisdom that says, you need to have this conversation. So we had this conversation. So my son said, okay, this spot right back here by the band room, right here, is where I'm going to be. And I said, well, I want you to cross the street, because if you're still on school's property, they may tell you you have to come back inside or something is too dangerous. So I need you to make your way right across the street. He said, okay. Same thing with my daughter. Told her where to meet me. You see, where to meet me. Meet me right here. Later that day, as I was going to work, this is when I found out that this happened. So I went and I picked my kids up. Even though I was in a completely different state, by all points in purpose, there was no immediate danger. But I knew that we needed to be together. And so immediately after all of the news broke and everything, I have a lot of relatives that live in New York, yada, 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 which we all, I'm sure, had that connection. I went and I left work and I went, and my son was in his spot and my daughter was in her spot, and I picked them up. So many of you, as I'm looking in the chat room and I'm also listening on the phone lines, many of you had some of those same feelings about this. This is what we called the collective consciousness. This is a part of it. Of course, we're talking about some things that were a little bit more tragic. There are some beautiful stories that I could spend time telling you, but we don't have that kind of time tonight. But we're just using this as the example of that collective consciousness. 4 hours before, these devices that is all over the planet, they're in every major city. They measure the consciousness. They also had the measurements before New Orleans. They also had the measurements of so many other events, good, bad, and indifferent. And they knew that this was going to happen. Now, I don't tell you this so that we can get into the powers that be. This is not the point of this. This is for you to recognize that there is a collective level that we come together on consciousness. On consciousness. There is a collective wave that we all can come together on consciousness. It's not about being fearful of it. It's not about you fixing it. It's not about you changing it. It is about recognizing your own magic. You understand? I believe, and most of you who know me know this, that what I do is nothing special. All of us can do this. And that's a big part of what I feel that I bring and that I want to share with each of you. It's not special. Everybody can do it. There's not so many people that hold a special little card in their pocket to say that this is what they can do. We all can do it, every single one of you. And, of course, we know the Remix family. I know you guys can do it. You have definitely shown me that you can do it in the whole world, and you've shown yourself. So this is something we all, it's our birthright to be a part of this collective consciousness. So now, this is why we're talking about the tribal mojo magic and the shift. because it's a lot of energy that's going on the planet right now, and we can actually get on it. You know, it's kind of like if any of you have ever been surfing, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I've tried surfing once. But anyway, it's about riding the wave. And you either get to go with the current or you're fighting against it. And so the reason I ask, how open are you? Because I want to see who wants to ride the wave. Who wants to ride the current, to go with the current? I'm not talking about the current of doing what everybody says. That's not the current I'm talking about. I'm talking about the current of moving yourself into that higher place of being. Or are you constantly going against the wave? Because recognize that you are the current. You are. So that means you're either flowing with your energy, or you're fighting against your own energy. So riding the current is you going with energy. It's not you fighting against the energy within yourself. So here's and starting on the good. I want you to decide be with the tribe. And tonight, we're going to do a little role-playing. Don't act like you guys don't role-play. But we're going to do a little role-playing tonight. And so tonight, you either get to be on tribe one, or you get to be in tribe two. I'm going to let you choose, as well as you guys on the phone. So everybody who's in tribe one, I want you to press or put one in the chat room. If you're in tribe one, put a one in the chat room. If you're over on Facebook on the Remix family page, post your name and post your tribe that you want to be on. So you can either be in tribe one or tribe two. It's up to you. We're going to take a minute because I need you guys. Oh, thank you. Somebody post the link. Beautiful. Beautiful, Ken. Thank you, Ken. Okay. I see you guys over here. I'm adding you to the group. But I want you to post either in the chat room on the Remix because that's a good place to start. Oh, look at you guys. Y'all are so wonderful. So either you're one or two. How do you know? You get to pick. I'm not choosing the tribe for you. You get to choose if you're going to be in tribe one or if you're going to be in tribe two. Same thing with you listening on the phone. You guys will not be left out. You will not be left out. Okay? So now, did everybody put theirs up? Thank you. Somebody's on Skype and they're letting me know what tribe they're in. That's a good thing. I didn't mention Skype, but I know you guys always let me know all of my options available. Okay, so everybody has their tribe. Wonderful. Okay, so now, here's what we're going to do. And we have a lot of guests in the house tonight. And believe you me, it's really good to have guests in the house tonight. I really would love for you guys to invite you guys to participate. So if you're just listening, you can come in the room. We don't care what you call yourself. It's the Remix. You can be whoever you want. But sign up and participate. I think you will walk away with some good insight out of this experiment here that we're doing and just really getting into our tribal mojo magic shifts. So sign up. Just come on in. You can be whoever you want to be, waka flocka. You can be whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Okay. So everybody has their tribes. Now, in the two tribes, I'm going to have the two sisters help me out. So I'm going to have Esther and also Kalimar. They're going to help us out, okay? So everyone who is on, well, first of all, has everyone picked their group? Everyone picked their group. Everybody knows if they're in tribe one or tribe two. Anybody confused? I hear one person on the phone confused. Don't be confused. You just get to choose. You get to say one or two. Okay? So either way. So here we go. All of my ones, I need you to put a one in the room again. Just all the ones. If you're in the chat room, put a one. One, one, one. All of my ones. Hold on for what? You just, if you're a one, put a one in the room. You guys are too much. Put a one, put a one, put a one, put a one, 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 one. Okay. Got my ones. One, 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 one. Look at all the ones. Okay. Beautiful. All right. All right. Perfect. All right. So all my ones, and you know who you are, you're going to be with the tribe, and Esther is going to be helping with tribe one. So all of my ones, you're going to be with Esther. Now, all my twos, put a two in the room. Two, 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 two. Need the twos now. Need the twos. There we go with the twos. Come on, twos. We've seen who you were. Come on, twos. All of my twos. All of my twos, okay. All of my twos. All right. Perfect. Look at all the twos. Okay. All right. So all of my twos. All right. Perfect. All of my twos is going to be with Kalimar. So all of my twos are going to be with Kalimar. So now, this is what we're going to do. We talked about earlier about us being just so extremely hard on ourselves. And we know that this is something. Okay. All right. So Supergirl is a one. She said she can't chat in the chat room, so they're hitting me up on Gmail. So I'm just getting tapped all over here tonight, just getting tapped everywhere. So all of my twos are with Kalimar. All of the ones is with Esther. Now, here's what I want you guys to do. And it's going to take us a minute to kind of go through this. But this is the time. Somebody said Kali. Kali Bali TT. Yes, yes. This is what we're going to do. I want you guys, just remember your heart space is open. The heart space is open for us. And here's what I want you guys to do. This is an opportunity where you get to, I hate to use this word, but I don't think I ever came up when I was talking to Kalimar and Esther. I don't think I ever came up with another word. So I guess I'm going to have to use this word, but I think you guys get what I mean. This is what I want you to do. I want you to think of three things, three things. And I want you to kind of express these three things, you know, kind of brag about yourself for a little bit. Three things that you've either done, you've accomplished, that is about you, three things. Three things that I want you to tell. If you're a one, you're going to tell it to Esther. If you're a two, you're going to tell it to Kalimar. So three things about yourself. No writing dissertations, please. These are all good things. These have to be absolutely three good things. Three good things about yourself. Three good things, and they have to be three. No, I only can come up with one, or I'm trying. Three things. We're always so hard on ourselves. We're going to take this opportunity to do this first. No, we don't do this in the room. You're going to tell it to either, if you're one, you're going to send it to Esther in a private message, yes, or you're going to, if you're two, you're going to send it to Kalimar in a private message. Don't worry. If you're on the phone, you will have an opportunity for us to get that. How exactly do you do that? You click on Esther's name or click on Kalimar and you send them a private message. So Esther, if you can type in the room, you're Esther for all the ones, and Kalimar, if you can type in the room, you're Kalimar for all the two. Okay, so private message them. We're going to take a minute to do that. We were going to use Facebook, but I don't know how that would exactly work. And I don't know if everybody can get over here, but we'll be doing something on the Remix family page in a minute. And Esther is already over there, and some of you guys as well. So that's a good thing. So you can actually come over to Facebook if you want and do that. Esther has posted in Facebook. There it is. Tribe one, three good things about yourself. Tribe two, three good things about yourself. Oh, no more Facebook for you. Okay, so then you can send your message to whatever team you're on. No switching teams, you guys. Okay. If you're two, you're going to go to Kalimar. One, you're going to go to Esther. Three good things about yourself. Do y'all need a little bit of music? Will that help? Let's see. Let's see if we can get some music to sort of kind of get us kind of get us going here. Let's see. I'm going to play some music, and then when that's up, we're going to go on to the next. So either you're one or either you're a two, and you get to decide what you are, which we already have. That's right. No junk. Okay. Two. Okay. All right. If you're a two, you're going to do it to Kalimar. Okay. Somebody requested some funk music. I think I was going to play that. Let me see. Here we go. We'll listen to this.
Get back. Payback.
All right, everyone. That was The Big Payback by James Brown. Ashe to him. And as we continue here tonight, live in the remix, doing some tribal mojo magic, learning about moving through our shifts. And just want to check in with Esther and Kalimar and see how that's going. See if we need a little bit more time or see if everyone sort of kind of got their request in. The request was whether you're on team one or in team two, you need to definitely share three things, three positive things about yourself that you kind of sort of brag on. So I'm going to check in with the ladies here, check in with Esther first, and then check in with Kalimar. So we're going to check in with team one right now and see how it's going.
Oh, wow. Yes, team one is on it. I am just about through all the messages.
Okay.
I don't know if you want me to share some of them.
Yes, we will be sharing them in just a moment. We're going to check in with team two real quick, check in with Kalimar here, and see how team two is doing. Greetings, Kalimar.
Hi.
Greetings, Kalimar. How is team two doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I got you. Oh, team two did very, very well. The messages were coming in, like, real fast. So I had to, like, you know, sort of go over, you know, and read them. But they were very good.
Okay, so do you have all the messages from everyone on Team 2? Do you think you have them?
Ooh. Yeah, I got some of them. Some of them, I don't know. I think it got lost in the
shuffle. In the translation, some of them. Okay,
I'm looking at one, and I'm like, where did the other ones go?
Yeah, sometimes on the screen, because they're popping them up. If you guys are on team two, you may want to just send your messages back to Kalimar to make sure she has them. Esther, you have yours for team one, right? You have
yes,
your messages.
I do.
Okay. This is what we're going to do. Kalimar, we're going to let you kind of see if you can get some more of those for team two. But we're going to talk about some of these because this is important here. It's important that because we constantly are pushing ourselves and we're sort of just always pushing ourselves to go, get this kind of thing, that sometimes we have to sit back and reflect. And the first person or the person that we should want to receive or recognize the things that we've accomplished, that the things that we've done should be ourselves. So this is an opportunity for you to really brag on yourself before we really get into some tribal mojo magic of being vulnerable exercises. So Esther, you can share some of those.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna pick some to share. Obviously, I had a lot, so I'm gonna just pick some. So Anne Elizabeth Barron, who I'm actually posted on Facebook, her three were that she established a relationship with her mother, she figured out what she wanted to do for the rest of her life, and she's starting to open her throat chakra to be able to speak clearly and concisely.
Beautiful. I love that.
Okay, so I'm just going to read some of the other ones that I wrote down. I was over here writing. Y'all froze my screen up real quick. Okay, Lisa, she said hers was that she finished grad school. She has a full-time job. She's a massage therapist. So obviously these goals that she accomplished. Griffin said that he's intuitive, creative. He's has a natural talent at art. Brother I said he's creative, a healer, he knows his magic. KT7 said that she was a talented artist. I'm not sure if that's a he or she. Dancer, writer, great skin, and has traveled to Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Christine, Yeah, Ms. Green said that marriage and motherhood were the things that she was really good at. Mina loves that she's creative, she's an empath, and she's learning to love. Transforms.
Beautiful.
Man said he could throw down in the kitchen, he could throw down in the bedroom, and I missed that last one that she said.
Okay, all right.
Determined observer said that she knows when to smile, she likes to write and draw and express herself, and that she's determined. Abdul said that he loves, he's a listener, and he has a strong will. James Harold said a good sense of humor, a loyal friend, and honest. I got a lot of the loyal friends ones. Sandra said that as well. Sandra said she's a great mother, a loyal friend, a phenomenal pianist. Deneen says she's crazy, sexy, cool.
Love that. Love that.
Yes. You want me to keep going?
Well, that actually is a really, really, really great start, and I'm glad that you guys did get an opportunity. Save those because we are definitely going to give some more out about those three things. So it's an opportunity to really acknowledge yourself for the things that you have accomplished. A lot of times, and this was something that me and Esther talked about as well, we feel very uncomfortable saying positive things about ourselves. And even though we and I say we so we can get this general term, but a lot of times we feel guilty about saying things about ourselves because the first thing that may come to mind is that that's just your ego, you understand, or you're trying to brag on yourself. And sometimes bragging rights are good. Sometimes bragging rights are good. Sometimes we have to acknowledge that for ourselves, and that's what we're doing here. We have to do it. You know, it's okay to say that when it's coming from that place of your pure heart. It's okay to say that I'm really excited about building this relationship with my mother because I didn't have one. It's okay to say that I recognize that I began to trust my intuition. It's okay to say that I'm a badass cook. You know, it's okay to say that one of my skills is that I'm very in tune sexually. It's okay to say that. You know, it's okay to say that. It's okay to say that, you know, I feel very connected with my children, and one of my greatest accomplishments is that I am connected with my children. It's okay to say that. It is. And so we're getting into that. That was team one, so everyone gives the snaps for team one. Excellent job. Yes, you fancy, huh? Yeah, we fancy. Yes, and sometimes it really is, we need to hear that it is okay to say that. You know, a lot of times getting into this consciousness, we do so much of trying to get rid of or shed a lot of the human things, which is so necessary to do. But remember that ego is also those things that help you to move forward into your consciousness as well. So it's really about that perspective and putting those things into its proper place. And so this is how we're going to kick this off. This is one of the ways we're kicking this off. It's really by acknowledging those things, three things about ourselves. Some people, Esther, I don't know if you've seen this in the room, they found it difficult to come up with three things.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was one of the things I wrote down also. A particular someone, I'm not going to say who it was, changed one of the three things because he didn't want to say it in front of everybody. So,
right.
So, yeah, that was something that came up, too. It was people saying they were having a hard time. One person said that they did not know if you meant accomplishments or just things that you were good at, you know, like did you mean like graduating from college or being a good friend or something like that? And so, yeah, there were a couple of things that came up like that.
Right. And you know, the whole thing is this, is that it can be all of those. You get to say a good accomplishment to you could be a disaster to somebody else. You understand? So it's not based upon what I think, what anybody else thinks. It's for you this in this select way. So if you're on team one, you are to send those to Esther. If you're on team two, send those to Kalimar. See, this is how you know that because you're doing this this way, you're, you know, this is how you should feel free to express it and know that it's not coming from that lower sense of ego. You understand? So that's that. Repeat what? Oh, somebody asked me to repeat something. I have to think about it, MC Speechless. Okay, but let me go to Kalimar real quick so we can check in with team two. Team two.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking because there's a lot of noise around here. But I want to thank everyone for sending them again, and some of them's going to send them to me on Facebook. But the first one that I have is by Ankh or Off Mama. Sorry about that. Peace. But she said, peace first, the two accomplishments, all her daughters. Peace obviously is one of them. And getting myself on the path to self-elevation.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful. And Sankara said, okay, another one just came in. So, Amiti, she said, I am a mommy of two with a beautiful my Thai love to share all I learn about magic and occult information. I love to write, so I am working on a few book projects. And Shankara says, I've recently got back into running, and I run 3 miles each setting. I finished typing a friend's handwritten book that was about 300 pages long. Took a long time, but I finished it for him, and I'm back in school and about to graduate with her bachelor's degree in May.
And beautiful. Then she said,
that is beautiful. And then she says she's transcribing, and she asked me, did I get this? Yes, I did. Thank you for sending it again. I don't know what happened. And then Free 2B said, became spiritual awake, became debt free, a proud mother of three. And Longstein said, he's married. Longstein is married, passed the Virginia bar, and congratulations to that.
Yay!
I know, a lawyer, and stopped smoking for 3 months.
Oh, great.
And Dark Goddess 615 said, I won several scholarships and went to college free. I purchased my first home at 24.
Beautiful.
And I am on this with myself and others.
Oh, that's powerful. Love that. Love that.
Excuse me. And King Kefia, proud father, black sash or belt in Kung Fu, and set up his first altar. Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
And Yabu says she's passionate, attentive, and Holmes, H-O-N-E-S.
Okay.
And Fido Vito said, let me see, I only got two on this one. He said, I feel also as if I am in greater control with family, work, and socially. I wake up in the mornings not scared of what could happen, because I am now trying to make things happen. Wow.
I like that.
I do too. And Wakabelli said, strong, open-minded, hard worker, love to teach, In parentheses have Sharon. Emily Sands, encourager, teacher, musician, fighting queen, hopeful, attitude, creative, intuitive. And let me see, I sent in after I get here, so I think he sent it to Facebook. Jeff B says loves to work with and does well with a disadvantage. Very honest, intuitive. And Asia 11 says good mom, loyal, trusting. And that's all I have. And Tom is on Facebook waiting for me.
Okay.
He's such a good friend on my Facebook, and I'm trying to see if it is on my home page.
Okay.
Oh, I sent him that I love my family. Have a good sense of humor. I love to learn. And I'm just waiting for some of the others to send it to me.
Okay.
But they were all great.
All right. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you guys so much. Ladies, stand by, both of you right there. If you guys are still sending your messages to either Esther or to Kalimar, you can do that for group one and group two. We're actually going to hear on the phone. So we're going to take the ones first on the phone. So if you pick one on the phone, press one, and you'll get an opportunity to share. So we'll take the ones first. If there's any ones, press one and let me know. That's how I know you're on there. And then we'll take the twos, too, if you want to share and you're on the telephone lines there. So I see you guys' hands. But also, I want to invite each and every one of you to go over to the Remix Family page. It's a group page on Facebook. And just search for the Remix Family, and it'll come up. I'll add you to the group and post it there. If you feel comfortable, post it there. Only the members in the group can see it there. So just post it there, and you can put it there as well, too. You guys are amazing, and I know you didn't need Miss Blue or for Esther or Kalimar to tell you that, but sometimes it's really good to hear that, to hear that. We need to hear that. This is a part of us really just sort of kind of keeping our energy in balance, because we're so hard on ourselves. It's always about the grind. It's always about the grind, which we know, in fact, that all of that, that go-getter attitude, which we need to have that, that's necessary too, really comes from the masculine energy side. And so right now, since we're in the position of receiving, we're in the position of this tribal mojo magic shift. And a part of that is learning how to receive in a group setting, in the tribe setting. So you guys just put yourselves in a very, very vulnerable spot because you gave this information. You opened your heart through the meditation, and then you gave out three things about yourself. And now we're able to hear these things. You're able to hear them. Someone else to really share what you feel about yourself. And nothing can be more positive and more powerful and more magical than that coming from yourself. So I thank each and every one of you. We're going to go to the phone lines now so we can hear all the ones who are on the phone so that they can share with us now. So we're going to go to the first caller calling in. The first caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh. Hey, Miss Blue. It's Transform Man.
Transform Man. Now, were you a one, Transform? Did we get your stuff? Are you a one?
Yeah, I was a one, yes.
Okay, okay. So you want to share with us? Did you not get your share? You want to share yours? You can share it. Share us your three things.
Oh, well, actually, you know, Esther did share two of my three things. But my third thing was that, you know, I actually have the ability to get information from people really easily to the point where some people are like, oh, I can't get that information. They just seem to close up. But
okay.
I just talk to people, and they just open wide up around me. So That was just a short version of.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. Another one calling in to share. So thank you, Transform Man. Always good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Wait. Were you saying something? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, no, I just said thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. Peace. All right. Now we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 805. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Ms. Blue. Good night, Esther.
Oh,
night.
You guys, don't tell me y'all don't like to brag. Boy, y'all up on it tonight. Griffin. All right, Griffin, share your three things. You were a one. Share your three things. Yes, you guys. Yes, Esther, you was right. They love the brag. Come on, Griffin. Let's hear it. Let's hear it again.
I can't even say nothing. Oh, my God. All right, well, what I really wanted to say was, all right, really, this is a big topic for me because as far back as I could ever remember, I would never, ever do anything like, you know, openly say, oh, I'm good at this. It would always be a...
Okay. Well, you're gonna take us, and I don't want to cut you off, into our next exercise. What I want you to do is I want you to tell us exactly what your three things are.
Okay, well, my three things were, I have an abundance of natural talent, I am very intuitive and creative, and the one I changed was that I'm very good and passionate lover, and
You're very good and passionate lover?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. There you go, Griffin. It's in the records.
Okay. Yes, it's in the records.
It's in the records. And thank you for calling in. You'll get a chance to call back in, and we'll talk about that other part of that there. So beautiful.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was what you wanted us to share. Sorry about that.
Yes. That's okay. No. You're perfect.
Cool. All right.
All right. So now we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. And these are team. This is one. This is if you were a one. So greetings.
Hello, Blue. This is Lovely Creation caller from New Orleans.
Okay, greetings, Lovely. Lovely, you going to share with us your three things?
Yes, I'm very intuitive, understanding, and out of the box.
Oh, amazing. Like those. Intuitive, very, what was the second one? Understanding and out of the box?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. You were a one, too, right? All right, perfect. Oh, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Kendra from Louisiana.
Oh, hey, Kendra.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Is beautiful, fiery goddess, and intelligent.
Oh, and that you are. Thank you so much for that, Kendra.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so next we're going to go to, it looks like somebody's calling in from a private number. All right, so here we go. Calling in from a private number.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Sheila, a.k.a. Doodoo. My three would be...
Sheila, I'm sorry to stop you, sweetie. Did you say a.k.a. Doodoo?
Yes, like B-E-W, not the other kind.
Oh, you said B-B-W or do-do.
Like do, B-E-W.
Oh, do, like
yes.
Honeydew. Like
mm-hmm.
Honeydew. Okay, all right, honeydew I can deal with. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling in from Georgia, and my three are that I'm creative, I'm artistic, and I'm passionate.
Creative, artistic, and passionate. Beautiful, Du. Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. There we go. Okay. So now this is what I want you to do. If you're my ones and you put your hand up, I want you to press one again and take yourself off so you can take your hand down. So just press one again on your phone pad. Thank you. So if you're one, press one so you can take your hand down. And now I want my twos. If you're on the phone line and you want to share, I want you to press one if you're my two. If you're two and you want to share, I want you to press one. There you go. I see you guys calling in. If you're two, I want you to press one. Okay? There we go. Perfect. All right. So here we go. I believe, and I think they're calling in from a Skype number. Oh, they dropped the call. Well, maybe not. Here we go. So, Ameti, I believe that's how you say the name. Greetings to you.
Greetings. If you can hear me, yes.
A lot of static on your end. If you're calling in, do you have headsets in? Do you have a headset on?
I have a microphone. You can't hear me clearly.
No, it's a lot. You need to turn your speakers down. If you have your headset on, turn your speakers off.
Is that better?
It's not, but we're going to try to move through it. You want to share your three things? You were on team two?
Yes, I'll make it quick. I said I'm a mommy of two with a beautiful mate. I love to share all I learn about magic and occult information. And
okay.
I love to write, so I'm working on the two book project.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. Beautiful. All right. Wonderful. Now we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 713. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Borders. My name's Clifton. I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you. You want to share your three things? Did you say Clifton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Clifton. Are you a two?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're ready.
All right. Well, I just want to. I'm glad that I got a hold of my rodeo scholarship. It was something I was very looking forward to, and also I got a chance to meditate for the first time, and it felt awesome. Actually, it was a couple weeks ago. The show you did on meditation.
Okay.
And also being able to have a creative mind because also I've been able to write a couple books.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So let me ask you a question because people are saying, wow, you're a real cowboy because you do rodeo for real, for real.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's amazing. Love it. Love it. Takes a real man to be able to get on the back of a horse and really do that. Good luck to you. And your riding as well. Let us know how it goes. And beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. How cool is that? You guys on the remix, y'all are out of control, out of control. So now we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue, Callie Mar, and Esther. Delicious night to you.
Delicious night and cocoa butter and margarine and sugar to you.
Yes, the brown sugar. Yes. My three things are, I put, I love universally. You know, a deep love. I'm universally for the spirit, one spirit, the energy. Also, I'm honest, and I'm loyal.
Beautiful. Very powerful. And those are some things that, like you said, you know, just when you said it, can't you feel your energy go up to be able to say, I'm loyal, I'm honest,
yes,
and be able
yes.
to hold that space. You know, that's power. That's power in that. That's a great accomplishment, and it's powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And delicious night to you and the fam.
All right. I love it. Love that sister's energy there. Beautiful. I don't think I got this caller, so I'm going to go back to area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. This is Stacy from Detroit.
Oh, hey, Stacy from Detroit.
How you doing?
I am wonderful, Stacy. It's good to hear from you. You're going to call
yeah,
in and you're going to share with us your three things?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've recorded my own original music, performed on stage as well as on TV. I've always been somebody that my family and friends could rely on. And I recently got my chakras balanced by a Gemini rocker.
All right. Hey, you gave out about five things. That's okay. That is all amazing right there, all amazing. And much love to Gemini, Gemini Chief Rocker, as he's known here on the remix as well. And I am so, so glad that you are accomplishing those things, recording your own music, and, you know, being able to perform live and just really living in those spaces, those things that you can be very, very proud of. So thank you for that. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Oh, wow. You guys are too much. I think we have one more person on the line that we can actually go to. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like area code 718. They're obviously doing something else. Okay, so there you guys have it. The ones and the twos, so many amazing things that you're doing as we continue to talk about this and really sort of kind of get into some tribal mojo magic and being able to recognize those things of shifts. And so, wow, like y'all just leave me speechless every single time, and I say that always. That the Remix family, I brag on you guys so much. Y'all are some of the best, most amazing people, magical people that I know. So definitely keep doing what you're doing. So as we continued, we talked about, we had our two teams. We had teams with Esther, and we had our teams with Kali Mars, the ones and the twos, and you guys were able to actually give and share that information. Now I'm going to talk about really what it means to be vulnerable. That was a question, like I said, that I asked, I believe it was Saturday night, on Facebook, on the Remix family. If you guys have not gone over there, it's great conversation that goes over there all the time. Sometimes I go over there and I'm like, whoa, just some amazing conversation from some amazing brothers and sisters as well, too, to go over there and really share that information. But I put the question up about what does it mean to be vulnerable, and what does vulnerability mean to you, and when are you vulnerable? You see, when are you vulnerable? That's important. One of the things that I've come to learn about being vulnerable is that sometimes it's hard to even get yourself to the place to admit that you're vulnerable, that you can even say, you know what, I'm vulnerable. But just throughout my own life and through the work that I do with all the sessions and the readings and working with people, what I found is that those that were willing to be vulnerable were the ones that was able to work through a lot of what we call this human stuff. It was easier for them to begin to deal with things, move past certain energies. It wasn't a matter of vulnerability being good or being bad, but it was the fact that being vulnerable really put them in the space of being able to open up and to see and to learn and to grow. And so the question that I'm going to be asking you guys in your tribal groups again, is to give one answer. You don't have to do three this time. And you're going to stay in your same groups, but give one about when you're vulnerable. What makes you feel vulnerable? So the question is, can you be vulnerable? Let's throw another one in just for smiles and giggles. One, can you be vulnerable? And then two, when are you vulnerable? What makes you vulnerable? So give those answers. I'll give some time for Esther and also for Kalimar. So all my ones, you're going to give your answers to Esther. And all my twos, you're going to give your answers to Kalimar about, are you vulnerable? So you can start out with a simple yes, no, I'm vulnerable. No, I'm not. And what makes you feel vulnerable? What makes you feel vulnerable? And take some time to reflect on that answer. And then we're going to come back as a collective and we're going to share that. And then we're going to dive a little deeper than that. You can also post, yes, thank you, for Tribe 1 and for Tribe 2. You can also post on the Remix family page. And if you have not become a member over there, just go over there. It is the Remix family page group, place that we meet where a lot of information gets shared and things happen. You can simply take yourself over to Facebook, type in the Remix family, and you'll see the Remix logo come up. One is the Remix Radio. You can like that page, but I want you to go to the Remix family. So go to the Remix family page. If you're not a member, I have that open right here before me. I will go in and I will click it and I will add you guys. We're going to listen to some more music here as you guys think about being vulnerable. So let's see if we can find something that sort of can get us in that in that space. And this is an all-time favorite of you guys. I played it on the show before. So if you're just joining us, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to you all just joining us, walking in the room. So good to see you. Pull up a chair, take a seat. And then I want you to simply just in the room, if you're in the room, just press 1 to let us know that you're what group you want to be in. You can either choose 1 or 2, and you get to pick. So choose 1 or 2, and someone that's in your tribe will find you and tell you what to do and show you where we are and get you caught up. So just press 1 or 2 in the room, and your tribe will find you and let you know what you got to do, okay? So we're going to listen to this, and there you go, Anthony. You hit it right on the space, or face.
Hit it right on the face. Yeah, right there, right on the face.
So, so here we go, you guys. We're going to listen to this. The question again that you're going to give, and you'll PM them and send it in private to either 1 or 2, which is Esther or Kalimar, in the tribe, is, are you vulnerable? Do you feel that you can be vulnerable, yes or no? And then the second question is, what makes you feel vulnerable? So we'll be right back after this. All right, everyone, that was War and Slipping Into Darkness. As we get ready to continue our tribal mojo magic and really, really helping ourselves kind of go through these shifts as we work with tribal teams one and tribal teams two. So we're going to check in now with both Esther and Kalimar and see how the tribal teams are doing and see how it is going. See how it is going on the phone lines. First, let's go ahead. We're going to check in with Kalimar. So for those of you just joining us, make sure whether you're on tribal with Tribe 1, which is Esther, you're going to send your messages to Esther. If you're with Tribe 2, you're going to send your messages to Kalimar. So we're going to check with Kalimar first.
Okay.
All right. Greetings, Kalimar. How's it going over there? Getting some messages there with Tribe 2?
Yes, I am. I even think I have some on the Remix family page.
Okay, great.
So, you want me to start first?
Yes. If you have those messages and they're there, so yes, I do want you to go ahead and start first. For those of you, let me say this, that for those of you who asked to join the Remix family, know that I've accepted your invitation. So you're there. Okay, we're ready when you are.
Okay, I'm going to start on the Remix family page. I have a message from Obsidian.
Okay.
He's vulnerable. He said, I am vulnerable. I am vulnerable because I am a black man. I feel vulnerable to something at all times.
Okay. All right.
And then Trina Armstrong said, I am vulnerable when I let my guard down, when I feel I'm in a safe place.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, excellent.
And Fighting Queen in the chat room says, one, yes, I am vulnerable. Two, I am vulnerable or I am open when I am in love.
Okay. And vulnerable, she says, when she is love. So basically, Kalimar, what they're describing, and I want to, because I know you got the message and you guys can attest to this, is they're telling when they feel vulnerable, what makes them feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm still
waiting. Then I have Aunt Mama. She said, yes, when I have to let people get close to me. Fido Beto, I don't see a message for him. Just empty. But Longsting said he has a mishit. So I'm presuming that's when he feels vulnerable.
Okay, all right.
84 Fancy is blank. Free to be is blank. Okay. Let's see. Okay, King Keeper says, let's see if I can get to the top. It's kind of a little long one. Let me see if I can get it. Okay. Hold on just a minute. I don't know, I'm having problems with this area, so I'll read some of what he has. He said, yes, we are all at times driving and are walking on ice, going into unknown areas. And this arrow won't let me get to the top, but
that one. Hopefully he'll call in.
Okay.
Who else I have?
Okay.
Okay, Emily Sands says, yes, I am vulnerable. Hurting, neglected, older people, and children make me feel vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mother them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Sankara says, yes, I can be vulnerable. I am vulnerable when I'm one-on-one with someone I am extremely sexually attracted to. It's always been that way. I get anxiety and become not good at expressing myself or making eye contact, laugh out loud, sadly. But that happens to a lot of people. He said, I feel vulnerable when sexual energy is around. Fight the feeling is daunting at times for me. Understand that.
Okay.
Dr. Otis said, I feel exposed when I am rejected by others and don't understand why. I can be vulnerable when needing to face a mistake I have made and needing to be open and honest to resolve the issue. I just want to fix things. Yep.
Okay. Understand. Beautiful.
That. Okay. And Waka Valley says, yes, seeing children sad or crying, in parentheses, love the youth. And let's see. I read Fighting Queen, but let me just say her again. Yes, I am vulnerable, or I am open when I am loved. So there's a lot of love going on. MSN Click, yep, can be. I think that's marijuana, laugh out loud. getting close to someone you care about. Getting close to someone you care about. Live relationship. Justy says, I can be vulnerable when I feel I'm in a safe place. I feel vulnerable when I let my guard down. So some of these are probably repeating. But Amenti says, yes, I can be. My baby father makes me vulnerable. And Asia says, yes, when I don't have the funds in the bank, like, how I want it to be. Can you confirm that you got this? Thank you, Kylie. Yes, Asia, I have it.
beautiful. Yeah.
And that's all I have right now. Thank y'all very much.
Yes, and thank you so much, Kalimar. Okay, that was from Tribe 2. We're going to check in with Tribe 1 with Esther and see how we're doing. Esther? Esther? Maybe that's not Esther. Sorry about that, wrong line. Let me go to Esther. Okay, Esther?
Yes? Can you hear me now?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you now. I was somewhere else. We're checking in with Tribe 1 now.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go down the line here. Thank you, everybody, for resending it. I don't know what was going on. So MC Speechless says, yes, definitely can be vulnerable, and usually it happens, like, when having sex or whenever they let their loved ones out of their sight. That makes them feel vulnerable. Griffin says, yes, definitely can feel vulnerable. And what makes them feel vulnerable is when anyone says any kind of compliment, because the first thought is, what are they after? What is their agenda? Why are they being so damn nice? Can I trust them? It's hard to let people in because sometimes they disappoint you and they do it in the most hurtful and harmful ways. So, yes. Ankh says, that he can be vulnerable, and he's vulnerable at work where he has to act different. BC and Shell says they're vulnerable when they trust people, they have to let their guard down. Brother I said that he is vulnerable when he forgets that he is God. Anthony Bakari says, yes, he's vulnerable, especially when searching for answers or knowledge and understanding. James Harrell says, yes, can be vulnerable. I'm vulnerable when in presence of my loved ones, such as mother, father, et cetera. Stanza says, yes, I am. One of my places of vulnerability is when I love. I have to filter when I love. I flow freely, and that makes me feel very vulnerable. And I feel you, Sandra. And Abdul says, yes, I am. When someone needs help, I try to come to the rescue, and that makes myself vulnerable. And Elizabeth Barron says, yes. She feels vulnerable when you tell someone a secret about yourself and they throw it back in your face. We're going to talk about that too. That's why I was like, I'm not going to even say that. DeLuza says, yes, that he's vulnerable. He wears his heart on his sleeve. And it says, people take my kindness for weakness, not comprehending. I gave it to them out of compassion. And then Ms. Vanessa just posted, and she says, yes, I can be vulnerable when I open up to people I don't know personally. And I got one more that just came in. Nassim says, I'm vulnerable when I don't have facts in front of me. Wow.
When he doesn't have what now?
Facts. Facts, like F-A-C-T-S, when he doesn't have facts.
Facts in front of him. Wow. All very profound and amazing, amazing share there for you guys. And Esther, thank you so much again as we continue the Tribal Mojo Magic. And so we're going to talk about this vulnerability, and it's going to take us into this next place. But I want to share something with you guys. Thank you for everybody who participated in that. And we're not going to forget, on the phone lines, if you are on Team 1 or you with Tribe Team 1, I want you to press 1 if you want to share, are you vulnerable, and then what makes you feel vulnerable. So if you're on the phone lines and you want to share that and it hasn't been shared, then you can press 1 right now, and we can go ahead and hear that from you, unless we've already gotten everybody on the phone lines. But if not, you can press 1 and see. But we'll continue. I think we got a lot of response here, a lot of activity going on the Remix family on Facebook as well, too, going on over there. But if it did not get shared on the phone and you want to share it here and you're on the phone, press 1. So we can hear that as well. So I do see some callers, so we're going to go to the phone lines and check with them as we continue. So let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from a private number.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Hello? Who's on? Hello? Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is... yes, I am vulnerable. That makes me vulnerable.
Okay. Yeah.
Uncertainty, and when I think I'm at my highest.
And when you think you're at your highest?
Yeah, it's overly confident. Like I can't be.
Okay.
Like I can't be. So when I can't, like I've reached my ultimate. You know.
For okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got it. When you've got to your heightened moment, that's when you feel vulnerable right there. Yes.
Right.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Great one. Great share there about being vulnerable. 337, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Kendra again from Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay. I would say yes. And I would say I'm a spiritually I'm sensitive, and that's my answer, spiritually sensitive. I'm intuitive, but I don't have, you know how people can attach themselves spiritually to you, and I haven't learned how to deal with that, so that's why I say I'm vulnerable in that case.
Okay, okay. All right, beautiful, beautiful. Well, good, good, and thank you for that. Thank you, Kendra, thank you. All right, so those are going to be the instances there that we talk about, team or tribe two. So first let me do this for everybody. If you're on the phone line and you press one again to take yourself off the phone lines. And then what I want you to do is for if you're in tribe two, I want you to press one on tribe two so you can come on the phone lines if you want to share and you're on the phone about are you vulnerable, one, and then two, what makes you feel vulnerable? And Rain Waters, Sister Rain Waters in the house, so peace and love to you, Rain. And Ebony, I know you're probably on the phone too, so peace and love to you. So press one if you're in group two and you want to share about when you feel vulnerable. I think we have some people on the line. I'm just going to double check. 313.
Yeah, this is
Stacy. Yes. All right, Stacy. Yes, we can. You want to tell us about when you feel vulnerable? Are you vulnerable? And when do you feel vulnerable?
Yes, I am vulnerable. Definitely when I'm attracted to someone, when I'm expected to express myself, or when I express myself in general, and when I have to ask for help. Could you hear me okay?
You said, what was the last part that you kind of faded out? You said, when you have to what now?
I said, when I have to ask for help.
And when you have to ask for help. A good one, a very good one. And I think that's a lot of people's vulnerable spots. A lot of vulnerable spots. So thank you for that, Stacy. Thank you so much for that. That was a good one. Yes. All right. Well, I can definitely raise my hand on that one. Sometimes that used to be a big one for me. So I can definitely hold that in the spot of being vulnerable. When we think about being vulnerable and what being vulnerable means, it's really kind of birthed out of this place of shame a lot of times, and sometimes birthed out of this spot of guilt. That has a lot to do with feeling vulnerable or being in that space of being vulnerable. And sometimes it's tough to really open ourselves up to that because a big part of being vulnerable is about admitting that we don't know, that we don't have control. Something else that I heard that a lot of people said, and we'll talk about this too, was that a lot of people said that when they don't have facts in front of them, spirituality makes them vulnerable, different cases of learning, information we may not be familiar with, and all of these things kind of open us up to being vulnerable, you know, being in that space of being able to not be vulnerable. One of the things that I found is that a lot of times we can stay in that place of research, and I want you guys to kind of follow me here of why this makes sense sometimes that some of these spots would make us feel vulnerable. Because research is all about predicting and controlling. That's what you research for, so that you can predict what's going to happen, so that you can get into the place of knowing, and controlling, so that you can control the information that comes out of the research. So this is why you feel comfortable when you have this information to sort of kind of stand in front of. And that's important in a lot of different areas in our lives, for us to have that information there, to have the research to sort of kind of back us up. But where you're going to get the greatest gain is in that area of where you can be vulnerable. Let me tell you why. Because we have a tendency to want to shut down our emotions. That's one of the things that we've been taught, especially when it comes to our lower emotions. You want to control them. We spend a lot of times researching how to control these emotions. We spend a lot of times trying to shut this information down, trying to get away from this information. We try to do that when it comes to a lot of those lower emotions. But what we're also doing when you're trying to ignore, when you're trying to say it doesn't exist, and I want you to, you guys to stay in this space for me because I see some of you going all over the place. But just kind of follow me here for a minute. But when you try to get rid of or dismiss those lower emotions, to say that they really don't exist, when you really do, not only are you shutting them off, because it is important, it is possible that you can shut these emotions off. You can shut down anger. You can shut down fear. We see people do it every single day. You can shut down all of these things, but understand that also love, joy, and peace, you're shutting that down too. So being vulnerable is also a very important part of understanding your own growth. Because in order for you to really step into that place to make that shift, and today we're talking about, today has a lot to do with shifting energy. It's the 23rd. These two numbers coming together represents five. And that energy of five also carries a lot of the energy of change. Change is about shifting. It's about moving. A lot of change is going on the planet. So this is not about ignoring your lower chakras. No, you never can do that. A lot of times when we begin to think about chakras, and I'll just talk about these energy-centered places, we think of them like a ladder. And truly, in fact, they are a ladder. You do climb the ladder. But in order for you to have that activation and to move into those different places, a lot of those things have to get birthed out of the lower chakras because that's the foundation. So that's the foundation. Even when we begin to think about that inner wisdom, our inner truth, or our intuition, what happens is it comes in through the sacral chakra. It comes in right in that space. So sometimes when you feel those butterflies in your stomach and you feel the fluttering, this is where your intuition is actually being birthed at. It goes from there, it goes to the heart, and from the heart it comes up through the third eye. When you have a thought that comes into your mind and you want to take that thought, you use your imagination, you're really working with a lot of your upper chakras. But what happens for so many of us, we have to birth that. We have to bring it. We have to manifest that idea into reality. And what happens is it has to go back down into the first chakra. And a lot of us can't give birth. You understand? A lot of us can't give birth. And if we're going to talk about men, just so you guys don't get caught up in my wordplay, a lot of you can't father. So a lot of us sisters, we can't give birth. So it's almost like being pregnant for 12 months or 12 years or 6 months. Can you imagine carrying around a baby for eight years, 9 years? Some of you have been carrying babies for that long. And for men, you have not been able to father. You haven't been able to do that release to father something, to bring it into creation. You haven't been able to give birth to it. So this is not about ignoring your lower chakras. So it's really good if you can work with all of these things up here. But as the saying goes, and you can think back to maybe when you were young, how the saying goes, keep your feet planted on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars. It's letting you know that both of those are important. So it's about being Clark Kent and Superman. Those of you who've had readings from me, you know that's one of the analogies I always use, that you have to be Clark Kent and you have to be Superman. And just like every superhero and just like Superman, you got a kryptonite. That kryptonite is that space that you walk into that you're vulnerable. See, because Superman knows when he gets ready to walk into some of these places that his enemy is going to have some kryptonite, but he still has to go in there and do what he does. He doesn't try to shut it down. So he knows when I go in there, I only have a little bit of time to do what I need to do because they're going to pull out some kryptonite. And what does kryptonite do? It sort of just shuts him down, like some of these things do for you. So whether that's somebody that you feel that you're just so attracted to and that whenever you come in front of them, you're like, blah. Like you could have all of your thoughts together, but no words come out. You know, or, you know, you lose all of your cool points. They just go out the window. You just lose them. Or whether that is just the feeling of being around your friends or being around your family and having them constantly judge you. That's a spot that makes you feel so vulnerable. You know, so many of these things when it comes to being vulnerable, us understanding what being vulnerable means and us being vulnerable. Has a lot to do with that. I wanted to know at the beginning how many of you guys are willing to be open to being vulnerable because this is where you're going to get your greatest transformation. For a lot of people, love is a very vulnerable thing because of so much pain, so much hurt, so many past experiences, whether we want to say they were from this lifetime or for another lifetime, you have to ask yourself really that impeccable question. Is it worth it to be that vulnerable? Is it worth it to even think about being vulnerable? We're coming into some times that is really forcing us to be vulnerable. If you look around in your life today, whether it's your children, whether it's your mate, whether it's your friend, whether it's someone you met on Facebook, or whether it's somebody you met online, maybe somebody you met here in the remix, you are always being pushed to be vulnerable. But the magical thing is that you get to say. You get to say whether or not you choose to be in that space or not. So it's not about being a runner. It's not about running away from it. But it really is about being able to face it and face it from a very authentic and a very honest space because even that is being vulnerable. And so it was interesting that when I posed this question about vulnerability, what it meant to you, I was really just amazed to read you guys' responses, and I thank you for that as well. It's how you attach yourself to the vulnerability, because that's an indication there. Have you ever spoke to somebody and everything that they say is about we and it's about us? And I'm proud to say that nobody did that really. But every time they talk, they say what we must do and what us as people, we do. It's a disconnect there because that's a very vulnerable spot. It's a very vulnerable place to be. I remember one time having this conversation with a friend of mine. Every time we talked, it was we. And finally, I just, you know, my brain just could not wrap around. I said, excuse me. I just, who's we? Who's we? Who else is here? Who else is here but me and you? So who's the we? Who's the we there with you? Somebody else is here with us? But it is a way that we take ourselves sort of into the tribal mode because that's a vulnerable spot for you. If you find that you begin to do that, know that that's a vulnerability for you. It's not wrong or right, but just know that that's vulnerable for you. Yes. Flip the we, flip the W, flip the M to a W, flip the we to a me. That's right, to me. You know, in higher academic writing, and me and Esther was having this conversation earlier, the number one thing that they teach you, they even teach you this in high school, is that whenever you turn in a paper and you begin to write, if you ever put anything about I, or if you ever put anything about me, you automatically, that's scratched out. In higher academic writing, that's considered a zero. That's a no-no. You never connect anything to you. Everything is about the big picture. It's never about the micro. It is always about the macro. It's about everybody else but you. So words, we know, carry energy. and energy goes where thought flows. So begin to look at yourself when you're speaking. And if you find that it's hard for you to connect yourself and say, I, here's what I think, or this is what's true for me, or this is what I can relate to, and it has to always be we, that's a vulnerable spot for you. That's a very vulnerable spot for you. Take a look at it, because it's the place where you can find your greatest transformation. It is the place, if you are a sister, that you can begin to give birth. If you are a brother, it is the place where you can begin to father. And I'm talking about thoughts. I'm talking about ideas. I'm talking about these things inside of ourselves. I'm talking about all of these things that we have birthed inside of ourselves. You know, those questions sometimes that we can't answer when we start to think about what is my purpose? What am I here for? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be doing at this particular time? This is an easier way when you can begin to connect with this, that you can actually begin to get into the point where you can begin to tap into your own inner wisdom. This is how you tap into your inner wisdom. But if you're always saying we, us, then when are you connecting with yourself? How are you connecting with yourself? You're not. You're connecting with we. And we encompasses, let's just face it, a whole lot of shit. We got a whole lot of shit with us. We got a whole lot going on. We got so much going on that it is impossible sometimes to really focus on things. I'm laughing at you guys in the chat room. So for some of you, is to turn that. So I wanted to share that with you as we continue to go on to the next exercise. And some of the things that comes up when we begin to say I, or when we begin to say me, and this is something that I talk about a lot of times, and that is, and for those of you who have my Know Your Magic audio workbook, you know there's a whole section on this, and this is about the player hater. Because everybody has a player hater within them. Now, sometimes that player hater shows up on the external world, but a lot of time, the player hater is also within ourselves. We have a player hater. If you can't think about it as a player hater, call it a heckler, because we all have a heckler. Everybody has a heckler inside of them. And sometimes that heckler and sometimes that player hater is so loud that they are over-talking your own voice. So when we begin to start in the beginning, when I ask you guys to say three things about yourself, some of you had a hard time because that damn heckler and that player hater was like, what? Oh, you don't have nothing to say about you. Heckler and the player hater exist within all of us. This is what sort of sometimes stops us from moving forward. This is what sometimes keeps us from finding that purpose. This is what keeps us from living our dreams to the fullest. This is what keeps us from going into that space. So now what I want us to do, I want you guys to get back with your tribes, and I want you to tell two things that your heckler or your player hater always tells you. So share that with Esther, tribe one, and share that with Kalimar, tribe two, about what your heckler and what your player hater is saying. Mm-hmm. We all have them. We have them. You know, I was having a conversation today about, you know, my heckler that sometimes comes out and says all kinds of crazy stuff. So let's talk about the heckler. Let's talk about the player hater. Go ahead and get into your tribes. And what we're going to do is listen to a little bit of music. And we're going to kind of get into really kind of understanding a little bit more about some of those things that the heckler talks about to you and some of those things that the player hater says as well. Everyone, that is called African Beat there. So just a little bit there as well as we continue right here live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, joined tonight by Esther and Kalimar, helping us out tonight as we do some tribal mojo magic that really is just going to help us open up and receive and be able to make those shifts where we need to make those shifts as well, too. So we're going to check in. Let's see if Kalimar or either Esther is on the phone lines there, but we're going to check in here in just shortly. see how we're doing, finding out some of those things that hecklers and the player haters is saying as well, too. So let's check in. This time we're going to check in with Tribe One, with Esther, and see how that's going.
Hello.
Esther.
Yes. I'm still working through them. I'm still getting them.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I was just saying that they're still coming in. So, yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank
We're going to check. You're welcome. Thank you. We're going to check with Tribe 2 with Kali Mar and see how we're doing. Kali Mar, Tribe 2, how you guys doing?
Oh, I still have them coming in, but I think we're just about ready.
Okay.
I can get started because they're coming in. I'm going to start with the group page. Mm-hmm. A mentee, she says, one that I teach nickel and dime bag rituals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two, that my ways of teaching occult is trivia. So that's why my heckler and player hater is saying to her.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
Let me see. I think I had two more that came in. Let me check real quick. All right. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can pull it on up. The blue says, when I surrender or let happen, whatever's going to happen. Maybe that's from an older one, so let me go check. I thought I'm going to chat room. So I sit in black. He is empty. Fighting Queen, no comment. 84 Fancy, no comment. See Beyond Limits, no comment. Ola Blue says, my heckler likes to say, that won't work, and on and on and on. Every time she wants to do something, it just says that it won't work. Trying to stop her. And Rise and Sunset, my heckler says, you know you ain't moving out of your state because you're scared. There's nothing out there for you. He also says, you know you don't want to fully pursue your music because you couldn't handle the spotlight. Put it on the back burner. It's secondary. His second thing, it's funny how we stand in our own way. And that's true. We can't stand in our own way.
Oh, yes. So true. So true. And I think each and every one of you for, those that shared, really sharing that. Like I said, everybody has a player hater and a heckler. So each and every one of you that really just kind of put your heckler and your player hater on blast. Know that that is opening gateways and portals for you tonight, and that collective energy will help you move past that a whole lot more. And we're going to talk about some ways how in just a moment. So thank you to everybody who shared that. Okay. All right. So how we doing? Thank you for that, Kali Mar. And Esther, how we doing?
I am good. I'm just getting one last one. Oh man, this is fun. okay, I'm copying MC Speechless one, and then I got everybody. All right, so Ankh says that his haters say that the world is ordinary and boring. That he's wrong about his choices in life. Nasim says that they say, how do you know if that is what you are supposed to be doing and that is not good enough? Sandra says that hers say that I'm going to fail at something, so don't even attempt to do it, that I will always be alone, so get used to it.
DG and Shell says, when dating someone, the player hater says that you're not good enough and not worth it. Also, you can't express yourself, so don't try. Brother I said, that nigga told me, you're going to make a mistake, so don't make a move. Just keep thinking about it. Abdul says, why are you with that cult? LOL. Nothing happens overnight. James Harrell says that his say, I'm a know-it-all, I'm arrogant. Are you sure you can do that? Janine says, her heckler says, stay in your comfort zone. Griffin says that his says, you are just saying that, but you don't believe it. AC7 says, the player hater says, I'm not good enough and I don't matter. DeLuza says, you're a procrastinator. God is Mine says, what if you're wrong and don't make a mistake? MC Speechless says, my player hater is always telling me to keep my personal feelings in check and that I will make myself vulnerable by discussing them with anyone other than my significant other. That limits the ability of leaving myself vulnerable to just one person. And then I think Anthony just posted, yes, let me get Anthony's really quick. You don't know the answers. And cream, cash room, everything around me. Wow. Wow. Yeah, wow. I just want to add mine to this. Most of them are stuff that people said already, but definitely the one about failing. Mine always says to me, you know, you're going to fail. Don't even try it. You're not good enough for it. And the second thing that always comes up for me is, you have to be perfect. You have to be perfect. You cannot let people see you not being perfect.
Right. So true. I guess I'll share mine. I'm going to go back to Tribe 2 in a minute. Kali Mar has some more, but I'll share mine, which are some of the ones you guys say too. And I'm going to share some things that really just helped me as well. And mine is definitely a while ago. I've kind of moved through this particular energy, but one is, you're not going to be good enough. You're not. No matter what you do, it's not going to be good enough. And the other one is, you can't make a mistake, because all you do is make mistakes. That's what my heckler tells me. You can't make another mistake because all you do is make mistakes. You can't make another one. The other thing that sometimes, like I said, most of this I've worked through and still working through, because I think you never really shut that heckler up, but you can actually get him to the point where you can kind of grab him by the neck and push him in the corner and push the heckler, push her in the corner and tell her to be quiet, but that you'll be alone. You know, that was a sort of, for me, a fear for a long time, like, oh, you're just going to be alone. You're just that's just the way it is. Trust no one, you know, be alone, just be by yourself. And so a lot of times what happens is when we have these hecklers, when we have these player haters, that thing that we fear the most is really the space that we step into the most. You find yourself in that particular place, like, oh, you're not good enough. You're just not going to be good enough. You know, and so you live with that fear of just not being good enough until finally you're able to face that fear and say, I am enough. I am enough. I'm more than enough. You understand? And anything or anyone that doesn't recognize that, it doesn't matter as long as I recognize it. So what has to happen is you get into the place where you can begin to sort of have sort of that, what I call it, that magical statement to quiet the heckler. So it's important, because if you don't know what the heckler is going to say, it's kind of like somebody sneaking up on you in the dark. You don't know they're coming. But if you know that when you turn that corner, somebody's going to jump out, then you can be prepared. So when these things come up, rising sun, set, boom. So, but when you know that this is coming, you can prepare yourself for it. So you know when the heckler comes up, that's why it's important to recognize exactly what the heckler's going to say. Because if you don't know the heckler and the hater voice, then this is how it becomes confusing in your own mind, and you don't know where the thought is coming from. And sometimes when people get into sessions with me, they'll say, "Miss Blue, I don't know. I don't know if this is my mind telling me this. I don't know if it's coming from my higher self. I don't know if it's coming out of the universe. I don't know where it's coming from." Because they haven't recognized the heckler or the player hater. So once you begin to recognize who the heckler is, what the voice of the heckler sounds like, what the player hater sounds like, then you can shut them up. You can shut them up. Somebody said Muhammad Ali didn't have a heckler. Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And he talked about the heckler, you know?
That's why he had the mouthpiece he did, was because he had so many haters. That's why he talked the way he did.
That's why he did it. That's why he did what he did. That's why he already had his ammunition for his hecklers. So he shut the heckler up before the hecklers even got ready to say what they was going to say, and the player haters came out. He already was talking junk. Matter of fact, that's how he used to also throw his opponents off. It was through his words and also how he moved his feet. So they would get hypnotized by his movements. Check it out, y'all. Feet, movement, the kundalini, the energy, the rising, and then by his sounds, by his vibration, by the hikas that's coming out of his mouth, words of power, because that's what he was spitting at them, words of power. He was sending it to them so fast that they couldn't even think. They would get so upset that they would lose their grip. They would become angry, and we all know that when you're angry, anybody who's ever boxed, like I watched a lot of boxers. I used to have a friend that used to be on the Olympic team. Anybody that knows about boxing, when you get boxing is not like fighting. So anybody out there who's fooling themselves to think that they out there doing some kind of street fighting, that that's the same as boxing, no. Boxing is almost like physical chess.
Yes.
And you know, with chess, you got to use your mind. You know, that's where your analytical mind and your holistic mind both come into play. They both come into play. And these were some of the things that Ashe to Muhammad Ali, that he would use. And he would use those words, and he would say it to them. He would say, matter of fact, he would start at the beginning. Some would say he was the heckler. Some would say he was the player hater, but he wasn't. He was really defending his own truth. And that's what we all have to do. We all have to. Great analogy, who brought it up in the room. We all have to be kind of like a Muhammad Ali. You know, you have to defend your own truth. It's not so much about telling someone outside of yourself, but you first have to believe it yourself. So there's a difference between a belief, and there's a difference between what you truly believe. We talk about this a lot. And so this is about really getting into that energy of what you are believing. Because it's real good to say, oh, I can get you in the ring and I can knock you out. Now, when you get in that ring and that bell goes ding, it's no longer about what your friends on the block told you. It's about what you really believe. At that point, you are on your own. It's really, what do you believe? And if you believe you cannot win, then you truly have lost the fight. So it is about preparing yourself. So we're going to go to Tribe 2 because we're all into this already. But good conversation there. We're going to go back to Kalimar and Tribe 2 and hear the rest of it. All right, Kalimar.
Okay. On the remix group, Richard God, he said, "My haters say I think I'm untouchable." And then he said, "Laugh out loud." Obsidian said, "My player hater says you aim too high. You're not worthy of that."
Mm-hmm.
And then on, that is a good one. And then on Tasha Williams, she said, her hater aside always tells me things like where to start, that I'm not fit to be a good other half.
Mm-hmm.
And Fighting Queen says that I won't leave this level / chapter of my life. That she'll always be there. And Longstein says, this player hater, you will have to do it more than once because the first time will not work.
Wow. Good one. Good one. Really good one. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. King says, his player hater says two things and says to me, no, you can't, and why are you doing this? Asia, the hater says, can't do it, won't do, don't even try. The heckler says, give up and stay in your place. Why Love You says, my hater says, how do you know you are right? Good question.
Yeah.
And MSNquick at yahoo.com says, nigga, you can't do that. She's stupid for that. Have guilt. Fear this. Dark God says, you can't do that. Because you have no idea how, and you might fail. St. Kyle says, my heckler player hater tells me, when I am in conversation, either with another person or in a group setting, that I'm talking too much or that I'm killing the mood. My heckler player hater also tells me that other people don't get me or understand me. Aunt Mama says, help me. Shut her up. I'm tired of her. She always saying you're not good enough. It's not right. In parentheses, perfect. Emily Sand says, don't let people get too close. Keep them at a safe distance. Just make sure you got it. Wrong person. Don't let people get too close. Keep them at a safe distance. Wrong person. It just keeps repeating itself. Jesse Emreal says, my heckler says, you ain't good enough. You don't speak well. You don't write well. The other thing she says is, you are weird and nobody likes you. And Free to Be says, they just call me strange. That makes me smile.
Wow. Yes, yes, yes. I am still here. No. Still here. Just really, really kind of taking a look at these. And again, I just want to say to each and every one of you, thank you guys for really, really sharing this in such an honest, a very, very honest way. Because this really allows you insight, and it's also going to be helpful for the whole tribe that is really trying to work towards really getting ourselves in this position. So for both of you, Tribe 1 and Tribe 2, I thank you guys both for sharing that as well. As we continue, we have 19 minutes left to go in the forum. I guess this will be an after hours if we can still hang. But we'll continue. We'll continue with Tribal Mojo Magic and really helping us with the shift. Now we're going to go to the phone lines. And first, let's go with those of you who are in Tribe 1. Press 1. Just press 1 for me. If you're in Tribe 1, you don't have to get off the phone if you're already on the phone, but press 1 if you want to share what that is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, and that's exactly what we're doing here, Fighting Queen. The tribes are learning from each other And this is really what the show was about. It really was for us to share, you know, share from a very authentic place and really learn from each other. So I'm glad that you felt that intention. We're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 612. You're live for Remix. Please tell us who you are and where it comes from. 612. Yes.
Hello?
Greetings. Yes.
Greetings. Hi, this is Obsidian. I didn't even want to be in queue, but I just say hello, hello. I'm enjoying the show. And,
okay.
You know, everything is everything. So, you know,
okay.
Peace and love to everybody. Peace and love.
All right. Did you want to share what your heckler was saying?
Well, my heckler, like I said, my heckler is constantly telling me, you know, that I aim too high, you know, that I'm not worthy. I feel that a lot. When I set out to do something, I kind of put myself in a position to where I self-sabotage myself, because I'll get to a certain point to where the success is right there, and then it's like I'll give up, you know, and I won't follow through. And I find
right.
myself a lot of times in that position to where, you know, I self-sabotage myself. And it's been like that, you know, through the years on a lot of occasions where I've had opportunities to do certain things that, you know, that might put me in a different space as far as financially, emotionally, you know,
right.
it just different in a different space to where I won't feel like I'm worthy of that. And
right.
I'll let that fear set in, and it'll put me, you know, it'll put me back on my ass. And then,
right.
and then it come back around, and I'll be like, why did I let the opportunity go by me? You know, why did I, what did
right.
I do wrong? You know, and
well,
I start trying to look at that. So
trying to look at that. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. When you begin, and I want you to take a moment, we're going to kind of use you as this example. So thank you so much for being in the right space in the right time.
All right.
But, Let me ask you this question. When you tap into that place of your inner wisdom, when you tap into that place of your higher self, the part of Obsidian that knows what's in the best interest for you and all of those connected with you, what does it say? What is it? What do you know about Obsidian? What are some of the things that you...
Well, I know on a lot of stuff, I'm fearless. Like, the way I move, the way I deal with life is kind of from a fearless standpoint. I know, like, a lot of things that I do because of my family and not to be selfish to them. And a lot of things that I see, it's hard for me to even explain it to them. So a lot of times I'll settle, you know. A lot of times I'll settle just out of the love for them and for their comfort, you know, even if it's not comfortable for me, I'll say, okay, you know, this, because I know how I am, and it's easier for me to,
okay,
you know.
So here's what, and thank you for that. Thank you for that. But I want you to kind of stay with me here for a minute, and
okay.
I want to kind of share something with you. So one of the things that you know that your higher self is telling you is that you're fearless. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what else does it tell you? That you're fearless?
It tells me that, that you know, it's a lot of, I have a lot of love, you know, it
okay,
tells me that
you have a lot of love. What
yeah,
else
that I have a lot
you?
Of love, and there's a lot of love for me. There's a lot of love for me. It's a lot of people who,
okay.
you know,
and
a lot of
love.
Yeah, go ahead.
You.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I know, and I know how the energy is coming at you and coming out of you, because I can feel that too. So I want to go over this really, really quick. So the player hater or the heckler tells you that you're not good enough and
right.
that you aim
right.
too high. But the higher part of yourself tells you you're fearless, that
mm.
you have love, and there's a lot of love for you. So I want to focus
right.
on these three things right here. By the way, you need to change your smoke detector battery. So just, I have a past life thing with this. So
mm-hmm.
anytime people know on the remix. When I hear it, I just tell you, you need to check your smoke detector batteries. But anyway.
Okay.
You're fearless. You have love, and there's a lot of love for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing these three things about yourself, what does that do for you? What does it do for you when you know you're fearless, when you have love and that there is love for you? What does it do for you?
Well, I think what it does for me is it gives me strength, you know, strength, and it kind of pushes me forward, keeps me going when I feel down, you know, when I feel that part of me that wants to doubt, that wants to have fear, you know, it kicks in and it gives me that extra oomph that I need, you know, to keep going. Because I know a lot of times with me, my biggest thing is I like to include everybody. You know, when I do something, I like to include everybody that's around me, like my family. I like to have everybody on board, you know.
And you really should. There is a place, there is definitely, please don't misunderstand, there is definitely a place for that. But first, before you can have everybody on board, you have to have Obsidian on board.
Right.
Agree?
Yes, ma'am. That's where I'm at right now. So.
Yes.
I recognize that.
Right. Wonderful. So here's some things that you can do. You can begin to use those things as sort of, if you look at it this way, it's sort of an antidote. So the next time that the player hater comes up, you can already arm yourself. It's kind of like the shield of the warrior, knowing that you're fearless, knowing that you have love, knowing that that there is love for you. Okay. I also still want you to understand, like you said, that gives you strength. It keeps you going, and it's that extra oomph. But I want you to take this, even though we may not have enough time to kind of go through this whole thing, but I want you to continue to work with some of this, and everybody here can do this as well. Think about those things that the player hater and the heckler is doing. Think about what they're saying to you. And then I want you to already come up with your defense mechanism for it. How can you move those things out the way? How you can move those doubts out of the way and what they do. And really try to attach them to yourself. I think it's great. I think it is nothing more powerful than to hear a brother say that his family gives him strength. And I want you to be able to rely on that. But I also want you to go one step further. And I want you to find some things that Obsidian has strength in that is not supported by anything else. Why do I say that? Is because, see, the heckler and the player hater, they know how to play against us.
Right.
And so sometimes we're in a position where maybe we're just upset with our family. It doesn't mean that we want to disconnect from them or we hate them. Then that's not going to work for you. You understand?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
If I know I'm mad at my man, then if he's one of my strength points that makes me feel strength, when the heckler comes back, I can't use to the heckler, oh, my man gives me strength, because in that moment, I'm really not thinking clear. It's almost like kind of driving in the fog. So you really need to get things that is supported by you, by solely you. It's not about isolation at all, but it is about building that foundation. Because like I said, before everybody can get on board, you have to get on board. It's almost like you're standing there at the ship. And check this out. You helping everybody get on. Come on, y'all. Get on the boat. Get on the boat. And then all of a sudden they say, hey, we're full. And you're looking like, wait a minute. I'm the one that brought y'all to the boat. Well, you can't get on because there's no more room for you. So you have to always save that room for yourself, particularly when you have the kind of energy that you have. And that energy is always giving. And not necessarily receiving. And so the exercise that I can give to you, is that tonight when you go to sleep, and you know the exercise we did when we open up that gateway to our heart, when you lay down in the bed tonight, I want you to open up that gateway, and what I want you to do is I want you to just receive.
Okay.
Don't imagine you sending no love out. I want you to receive. Just receive. This is an exercise we typically think the feminine principle is more of the receiver. Even when we start to think about things basically in the lovemaking, sex, or whatever, we are the receiver, the men are the givers. We have the breasts, the nurturers, you guys have the penis, you are the givers. So we look at this energy. It plays out on a universal level as well, too. But really, all of us, and even us women, can stand to learn from this. So even though we've moved into the energy of feminine energy, we are all still doing masculine things, which is we are give, going out, do.
Right.
Now is time to be in the position to receive. Just to receive, just to be open. So everybody who tells me they're intuitive, and I believe every single one of us is, and how they get all of these messages and all of these things, you should have no problem with receiving.
Right.
Because you have to receive in order to get that true hit. It's like a junkie. You got to be able to receive. When a junkie gets the high, he is receiving. He's not giving anything. No one gets high by giving. So you can use that analogy. If you're going to get high, you got to receive.
Right.
So
you
have to
inhale, you got to inject, you got to swallow.
That's right. You have to do something, but you have to be in that position where you can truly and where you can fully and you can receive. I want all of my brothers to try this for me. And sisters, you can try this too. But I'm going to give it to the brothers first because we got 7 minutes. We'll go into the after hour. We'll keep going here. I didn't forget about you guys on hold. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to get a flower. And I want you to give that flower to either your wife, your mate, some woman that's special to you, maybe a friend. You can give it to your daughter, to your child, to your grandmother, to your mother. I want you to give them a flower, and I want you to tell them to keep that flower for 3 days, 3 or 4 days. Tell them to keep that flower. Just hold on to that flower. And I want you to tell them to take some time and really send some energy, some thoughts, some feelings, anything that they want to release that energy in that flower. In 3 days, 3 or 4 days, I want you to go back and I want you to get that flower. I want you to sit down in your sacred space with a piece of paper, do whatever you need to do, lights, camera, action. And I want you to close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and I want you to receive what you get out of that flower. That flower is the closest thing that you can get to feminine energy being exemplified on the planet through the earth, through the ground. And I want you to receive all of that information from that flower. Just receive it. Write it down. And then I want you to go back to the person that you gave the flower to, and I want you to ask them and say, hey, take a look at this. Read this. Because this is what I got. All of that you put into that flower, and ask them to just circle, check where you were. You're going to see how close you line up with their thoughts. And for those of you who have mates, I want you to do that too, because it's going to show you that tie. And it doesn't matter your distance. You can still do it. But I want you guys to do this. And women, sisters, I want you to do the same thing. If you don't have a man in your life, don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. You know, what you can do is you can give the flower to one of your children. You can give it to a friend of yours. You can give it to a guy friend. It's not about being in a relationship for it, but it is about you being able to receive. And so this is a test. This is a test that you can actually challenge yourself about receiving, because we talk about being able to receive things all the time. But really, when it comes to an energetic level, we are receiving these messages, but are we really listening? Because once you put yourself in a state where you can become vulnerable, and that's what we started out talking about with a lot of this tribal mojo magic shift, it's about being vulnerable. And once you can get into that space of being vulnerable, then you can hear. You're going to start to hear things that you never heard the person say. And they may say to you, I've been telling you this for years. but you never heard me. You understand? I've been saying this to you, but you never heard me. If you have somebody that's willing to do it for you, then you do it 3 days with them and then turn around and then have them do it to you.
Okay.
Have them do it to you. And this is going to get you into that energy so that you know when it is time for you to receive. I hate to use this analogy, but I think it is also a good one. It's kind of like when you want that chocolate cake, when you want to take a bite of that cake, or when you have that taste for something sweet, or, you know, you just want what you want at that particular moment, that energy that rises up in you that you want, that's how you should want to be in the position of receiving. Because this is where the greatest transformation, greatest growth comes, in those places where we find ourselves vulnerable. And this is how you shut down the player hater, and this is how you take that energy of the heckler. Sometimes I think the heckler is so much worse than the player hater. At least you could say to the player hater, you the hater, but the heckler is just, you know, it's kind of like watching those commercials and seeing them sitting on your shoulder. The heckler is there.
Right.
So this is how you quiet them. And then you find your magical statements that you begin to arm yourself with. So when these things come up, you can know where they're coming from. So I just want to thank you for calling in. See, we all got to learn so much from that and from you sharing. So peace and love.
I thank you. I thank you so much, Ms. Blue. And everybody, Remix fam, everybody, one love.
All right. So peace and love, Obsidian, and thank you for that. Yes. Wow, that was definitely powerful. I want to say this because 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We have 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the form. We're not going to go too far into the overtime, but I want to say download, download, download. If you guys like this show, I want you to get yourself over to the Remix family page. If you're not a member, become a member, and I want you to like it there. I want you, if you love it and leave a comment. Leave your comments, your thoughts about this show. We can do more Tribal Mojo Magic shows with Esther and also Kali Mar. I want to thank those amazing sisters there. Much love to you guys as well. And thank you guys all for participating in this. I'm going to open up the forum, let you guys ask me some questions. If you want some questions, maybe we can do some questions. Also, if you want to get into some more mojo magic in a psycho, sexy, cool way, you can definitely go get my audiobook. It'll take you through these. It's 4 hours of nothing but activities, learning points, meditation, you name it, in a psycho, sexy, cool way. Just go to www.msblueblast.com. So MissMSBlueBlast.com. Yes. So what I'll do is I'm going to open up the forum. I'm going to let Kali Mar and Esther say some last words, and then maybe we'll open it up. If you guys want some readings, we can maybe do some mini readings, maybe keep talking. Peace and much love, warm spirit. Love you so much. And then peace and love to all of you guys out there, family, friends, everyone. Sister Manya, love you as well. Everyone out there. So 27 seconds, 646-652-2711. Make those fingers fast. Don't forget to like the show if you like it and love it if you love it. And leave a message over on Facebook, either on my page or leave it on the Remix family page. Join over there. Leave some comments. Love to hear your feedback. Also, I was going to tell you guys something. Oh, my gosh. Brother Bobby Hemmett will be in New York. Got to get the date. I think it's on the 12th, of next month. But anyway, we're in the after hours, so I guess that's where we're going. We're going to the after hours. Download, download, download. November the 12th, Brother Bobby Hemmett will be live in New York City. Brother Shabazz will be hosting him. You can find out more information about that by calling Brother Bobby at 678-358-1055, or you can hit up Brother Shabazz. Okay, so let's go to Kali Mar. I want to have her share some thoughts about the show tonight, and then as well Esther. So, Kali Mar, you have tried to...
Yes, I do. I wanted to read this last one that 84 Fancy sent in. She said, "My hater says." She says, "My hater says we are you to try something new. Stick to the plan." And I noticed that you know, it's a lot that was going on tonight about what the hater said, that we can't do anything, and there is, you know. That we should try to be perfect. Perfection has been such an illusion in this world. There's nothing perfect about humanity. That's why we're on our road less traveled, or going into our inner world and our you know, outer world. We're trying to balance them the best way we can, but it's not an easy job to do. Because like you and I was talking about, you know, today we have years and years of humanity that is on us. There's no way in this world none of us is gonna heal overnight. This is part of our transformation. Everything we go through, I say, and it's not easy to do, but try to look at it as being a learning experience. There is always something in any trial and tribulation that we have. It may be somewhere where we're not empowered with our magic enough. It may be something that we don't know about. Maybe it's something that, you know, came from childhood, that little voice that says, oh, you're bad, you're never going to be successful. So we're going to have to switch those voices out with the voice of the goddess or the god energy that's with us and say, yes, we can do this. Even though our path is hard, it becomes a little less harder when you focus on the spiritual side. With everything that you do in the physical, there's always something spiritual about it, is what I'm trying to say. It's always something spiritual about it. We're not in human bodies without having some kind of spiritual connection that would get us through our role less travel or our own personal inner world or underworld. So that is what the heckler is, to me, trying to stop us from doing. It doesn't want us to rise. It doesn't want us to transform. We have the power inside ourselves to do anything that we choose to do, no matter how hard it is. We're the ones that have to charge everything up, and we're the ones that are going to have to make the effort to make the difference, to walk our walk in order to talk our talk. So I just, you know, I wanted to say that by all the things that have been happening tonight, we're the ones that have to empower ourselves, and then we have a support system outside our inner world that will help us continue on our road less traveled. So I just want to say that.
Beautiful. And thank you so much, Kalimar, and thank you as well for sharing your thoughts and participating tonight. I'm sure that we'll be doing tribal mojo magic, a little bit more of that as well, too. So thank you. Peace and love to you always. Very powerful, sister. Thank you so much. Now, that was for Tribal 2. Now we're going to go to Esther with Tribe 1.
This is awesome, Ms. Blue, and I really appreciate everybody being open and sharing their honest thoughts and opinions with me, especially about topics such as these that we don't always open up and talk about. Really want to echo what Kalimar said. I completely agree with that, and I think that this is part of the process. I know for myself that being aware of those self-imposed limitations that, you know, we are the only ones that really know about, that we put ourselves under, and we kind of try to deal with it on our own. We don't reach out for people to help. We, meaning I, in this case. really being aware of that process and knowing that it is a growth process that's going on, and there are, you know, ups and downs and hills that we kind of have to get over. And I think that this show really helped me, because we all go through so much of the same things. And, you know, you look at other people and you think that they're perfect, or you think that they got their stuff all together and they, you know, S-H-I-T don't stink, and then you find out, well, we are all going through these things. And so it's really helpful and encouraging for me
to, you know, see the rest of the family that I hold in so much respect, and I hold you all so high, to know that we're all struggling with some of the same things. And so, once again, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you, Calamar. Y'all are awesome, and it's just an awesome share.
Well, I thank you, both of you guys, you, Calamar, for Esther, you and Calamar, for participating in the show tonight. It definitely would not have turned out this way without you guys. So I appreciate you guys always, and Esther, you always stepping up to the plate whenever, you know, I ask you, another amazing sister. So it's always an honor to share the platform. You come and you bring your honesty and you bring who you are, and we just have fun. We have fun. So it is great. That's a big thing for me too, you know. And so I'm really, really, I cannot be more thankful than to be around and surrounded by all of the people that I'm surrounded with here on The Remix, and how that we learn from each other. We help each other grow, and we continue on our individual path and our journeys, taking us, you know, in many different directions. But here, The Remix is a place where we can all come together, and we can be psycho, sexy, and cool at the same time and still do what we need to do. So what can be more powerful than that? So I just think you guys are amazing, and I look forward to continuing you know, doing some more Tribal Mojo magic and really welcoming these different shifts that we have as well. There were so many different sisters that I can mention. Definitely Sister Manya as well, and amazing, and definitely also, you know, Sister Manya, who, you know, is the sister who works with me day by day. I definitely want to mention her as well, too. And each and every one of the sisters out there, LaBlue, you know, Eye of Kemet. Oh, my goodness. Will I be here all night? I will be here all night. So let me just say, before I get myself caught up in something of calling out everybody's name, and then you know I'm not going to get everybody's name that is there. But to all of the sisters and to the brothers, each and every single one of you, know that The Remix is really comprised of all of us. And you guys come and you bring your amazing energy, your insight, your wisdom, your magic, and we bring it all here in this space so that we all can be sort of kind of put in our positions and be able to use that. This is a part of that current. It's a part of our wave, you know, that we all get to ride. And it was a good ride tonight. I mean, I think I stayed on my board for a long time. So it was good. It was good. You know, we fell a couple of times and got right back up and kept going. So that's what I want to say for those of you who are joining us for the first time. It is so good to have you here. Don't forget to sign up right here for The Remix. Don't forget to go over to Facebook. Add me as a Facebook friend. Tweet this. Tweet it. If you like the show, whatever you liked about the show, tweet it, you know. Do that as well, and also go over to The Remix family page and join that group there. We'll be doing more discussions there, all kinds of things. So, again, to you, Esther, and to Calamar, peace and love to you guys. We're going to stay for a little longer. I'm going to take a couple of questions because I promised that, and then we're just going to bounce out here. But for everybody, don't forget to download. Download this show and all of The Remix shows. You can do that as soon as the show is available here, but make sure you download and keep it. We got a lot of great shows that are coming up. This is, after all, the month of October. We know what happens this month. A lot of spiritual things, as well as next month, too, the powerful month. So all of those things coming up. Kisses and hugs to my brothers out there, too, because I'm not going to get into naming y'all because it's too many. We'd just be here all night. So we're going to go to the phone lines now as we continue right here live in The Remix and answering you guys' questions. Mini readings, we only got 49 minutes. And for those of you who want a real reading, like a full-fledged meat reading, you know you can email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, @gmail.com. So question 4, blue, @gmail.com. You can hit me up there. So let's go to the phone lines. I don't know if you're here for that or here for something else. I'm just going to be clicking on people. Press 1 for me and let me know. 612, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 612 doesn't have anything to say, so no problemo. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. Looks like from a private number.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
This is Duke. I do have a question.
Yes, this is Duke, right?
Yes, it is. I have a question about how is it, do you see anything about me getting rid of a certain annoying person that just won't leave me alone?
To get rid of a person that...
Yes, anything I can do, I'm sending off the vibe, leave me alone, but it's not working.
So this is, you want to know about getting rid of a person. Do I see anything about you getting rid of a person that just refuses to leave you alone?
Yes.
Well, do. Yes. Well, do. Let me ask you an honest question, and I want you to think about this. Are you really ready to have that person leave you alone? Because here's what I'm picking up, okay? That it's been a lot of back and forth between you and this person, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what's happening now is that really, I know you're saying you want this person to leave you alone, don't want to have nothing to do with this person, but the fact is you've been in this space before with this person. And so they're really not taking you serious because this is what you guys do, if I could say that in the most relaxed way possible. This is kind of how y'all get down. You know, one time it's him, you know, it's them wanting you to leave them alone, and now it's you wanting them to leave you alone. And it's kind of this back and forth energy. So here's what I want you to do, because at this particular point, you haven't emotionally withdrawn from the situation. You have withdrawn to the point where you're saying you don't want this person in your life, but emotionally, you still haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's about really, if you want them to leave you alone, if that be the case, then here's what has to happen. You be clear first on what it is you truly want. Not based upon what everybody else is telling you, because they've been telling you this for a long time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They've been telling you this for a long time. You haven't listened to them before, and chances are you may not listen to them this time. But what is important, because you have shifted some things within your energy, is to really check within yourself, check within your heart. And really ask yourself, are you emotionally ready to totally and completely withdraw? If that is the case, then here's what I want you to do. It's a ritual I give out many times. Sit down, write a letter to this person that you would actually never, ever, 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 ever probably tell them to their face, over the phone or in an email. But write it.
Okay.
And I want you to go back and I want you to read that letter. And I want you to honestly say to yourself, you're ready, if that's what you're truly ready, that I release you and I release all the energy back. And that's when the person will leave you alone. The reason they can still be there is because you are still connected and a part of you is still connected to it. So it's about you being clear first that this is truly what you want.
Okay.
Okay, did that help?
Yes, that resonated with me.
Okay, well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Make sure you email me. Let me know how that goes. All right, peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 615. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. It's the Dark Goddess.
Oh, greetings, Dark Goddess. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. We sound so corny right now. How are you? How are you? We've been talking all night in the chat room. So what's good, Dark Goddess? You got a question for me?
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, what we have been talking about, the heckler. And my biggest issue is, especially with the studies that I'm going through and the occult practices, you know, if I thought before that people found me weird and
oh boy.
Not able to relate to, then it's like, whoa, you know, all my Christian friends are gone. And I guess a lot has changed about me. I've become a lot more patient, a lot more leveled out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you would think a person who's calm and laid back would be able to have some sort of human contact. But I have almost none besides my children, and it's driving me crazy. And I'm like, now, am I causing this for my own self?
Of what's going on. Well, actually, I'll tell you this. Immediately when I get into your energy, what I can pick up is that you're actually in a cycle of new beginning. And what happens whenever we come into this energy of new beginnings? It is about really kind of shifting things about around, just like we talked about tonight. It's about that shift. It's about that change. Sometimes we kind of go from 100 down to zero. So you're back at the, you're back at a clean slate, if you can look at it this way. This is sort of this new cycle that is starting for you at this particular time. So now you can begin to put things in their proper place for you and where that energy is for yourself. So some of these people who have fell away, they were going to fall away regardless. You could have been a Christian. You could have been a monk sitting on the mountain, crossed your legs, eating leaves all day. They still would have fell away. You could have been in church every day. They still were going to fall away. Okay, you've made some choices, which is based upon your free will, but these choices don't necessarily mean isolation. But here's something that's really, really key for you. And this is something, Dark Goddess, that you've had a hard time with, but you're moving into this energy so that you're able to do this. And this is really, this cycle for you is about your intuition. It's about you relying on you and trusting you. Because I think you can attest to, for one of the first times, because I'm kind of just kind of looking over from what I see from you, from one of the first times, this is probably one of the first times in your life that you had to solely rely on your intuition.
I'm never so comfortable. I'm a facts person.
This is a new thing.
So,
yes. So this is challenging you in this particular area. And really what's happening is you are just really walking into that place that you are becoming comfortable with yourself and trusting your intuition. The more you trust it, the more that you can begin to rely on that. Not that facts are not good, because I definitely come from a place where I believe both hemispheres are necessary. In fact, we do use both hemispheres. It's just one is more dominant than the other. So this is a time for you to strengthen sort of that intuition that's within yourself, really listening to that voice within yourself. As you continue to become more comfortable with that, you will see people that may have been out of your life, they're going to come back into your life. Some people are going to stay away for good, and some of them need to. You understand? Some of them need to. Some are going to want to come back, and you're not going to want them to come back. But you're in this cycle of new beginnings. Here's something that you can do. I want you to sit down, and I want you to think about, what do you see for the next year, for the next 2 years, for the next 3 years of your life? Where are some of the things that you want to accomplish? What are some of the things you want to do? Where are some of the places you want to go? You know, what kind of expectations and goals do you have for yourself? And what are some of those things you're willing to let go of that you don't need, you see? Challenge yourself. Put some challenges on there. A big challenge for you is being alone. And you're finding that out, as many did here on the call tonight, is that place of being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
and really begin to look at that. And as you become more comfortable in that, you're going to see that so many people are going to be coming into your life, but you'll have that foundation of being able to build that intuition. But what's really happening for you is that you're entering a cycle of new beginnings. And just like with all new adventures, you must walk through the door first. And that's what you've done. You've walked through first. So it doesn't mean you're going to be alone. It doesn't mean you're going to be by yourself. It just means right now you need to get that foundation together.
So basically what you're saying, because I just had a very, very recent incident that I'm like, now how did that happen? It's more of maybe that incident was a manifestation of me becoming comfortable and stepping through the door, possibly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. See, this energy that we're in of this 11, you know, it is a gateway. Without a shadow of a doubt, it is a gateway. But just like walking through doors, you can either walk through the gateway or you can be divided through it. So just remember that with all the choices and decisions, because your intuition is going to be key for you in this cycle to you. Are you walking through it or are you being divided by it? And that's the real question that you ask yourself with the challenges and things that come up for you. Is this a gateway I'm walking through or am I divided as I go through this gateway?
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Peace and blessings. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 242. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Emily calling from the Bahamas.
Oh, hi. Greetings, Emily. How are you?
I am fine. I sent an email requesting information about the readings, and I was hoping to get a mini reading tonight. I just came out of a period of a week in my home with some mysterious illness, but I know it was a time for quietness. And I'm just in a place where I'm wondering, like, where do I go from here? What am I supposed to be doing?
Well, I'll tell you this. Immediately when I come into your energy, the first thing, Emily, that comes up that you've been dealing with has a lot to do with conflict and a lot of defeat. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what Spirit is telling me that is coming through, and this may sound a little strange, but this is a time now for you to rejoice and celebrate. It's time for you to celebrate on the possibilities. It's time for you to rejoice. It's time for you to recognize that those things are behind you at this particular time. And so it is time for celebration to go on. It may not feel like it, but this is the number one time to begin to celebrate and to rejoice about those possibilities and those hopes that you have for the next minute that is to come, for the next hour, for the next day, for the next week. You know, whether that's in the area of prosperity, whether that's in the area of your health and your wellness, and really kind of clearing out the energy in your space. One of the things, and I talk about this in the shows that I did on sacred space clearing, the best way to energize your space or to clear it out, especially after you've had sort of some conflict or maybe illness and different things in your space, is to really get in there, turn out some good vibrational music, and begin to dance and chant and shout and clap and just clear the energy out of the space.
Okay.
So this is definitely time to rejoice. It really is. It's almost like looking outside after a storm, after rain, and being able to see the rainbow. The rainbow, not just only in some mythologies and in some spiritual systems, but the rainbow is that symbolization of hope. And so this is what I see around you. When I look at you, I see this rainbow. I see the spirits telling me that it is time for hope for you. It's time for joy. For you to rejoice and to celebrate. So that's how you really kind of shift this energy and really kind of shift it. is to just have this time of rejoicing in your sacred space of where you are. You know, throw a party, invite friends that you know have positive energy and love. If you don't want to do that, you just keep your family close and you say, tonight we're going to celebrate. We're going to open up the windows and we're going to clap. We're going to dance. We're going to play music. We're going to rejoice. We are going to activate our free will and walk us into the future with our own intention. So it is important that every day that you get up, you set a positive intention for that day. If it's no more than today, it's going to be an amazing day for me, and I'm going to stay in the bed all day. Whatever it is. Today's going to be an amazing day for me, and I'm going to clean up. Whatever it is. But set that intention so you can have it. And bring that energy into your sacred space because you have it. You have it. I feel my throat closing up when I come into your energy. So this is about you not speaking your truth. This is about you not fully being alive as you are, Emily, and not truly showing that sunshine that you have within, spreading that around. So open up your throat chakra. Chant. You know, begin to sing. Even if you can't sing, I can't sing. Baby Blue.
I'm a music teacher. I can sing.
Yes. Oh, there you go. You're a music teacher. All the more better. Sing
yes.
in your space.
Okay.
Sing. Play your music. Sing. Have everybody come and just sing.
Okay.
That's going to clear that energy like that. You're going to see the shift. The shift is going to happen so quick, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I have your email as well, too. So I'm sure Sister Manya got back with you, or she will be getting back with you. All right.
Okay. Thank
so peace
you.
Up. Mm-hmm. All right. So amazing. A great way to clear your sacred space, you guys, just to chant and to sing. To chant and to sing. Somebody said, come back, Miss Blue. Where did I go? I didn't go anywhere. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. Oh, come back to you. Okay, I will. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Blue. This is Dar out in New Mexico.
Oh, greetings, Dar.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. So I just wanted to say before I asked this question was, man, the stuff you guys did tonight, I don't know what it is when that women energy kicks off like that, but that's the shit that needs to be happening all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful. Well, good.
Yeah, you know, so. So anyway, yeah. So I had a real good time listening, and it was a real powerful share. And that, you know, that information, I'm, that's what needs to be. That's what people need to hear. So I enjoy these shows much more than even shows with like the famous star kind of guys or whoever.
Right.
These shows I really, really enjoy because it's that you guys are bringing the women that feminine thing that needs to come back, and as that comes back, then things on this planet will balance out and we can move we can start to move some energy around, do some things. So it's real, real important. I can't even begin to say how important, but So anyway, my question was. A couple of weeks ago, I can't remember what show it was, but a couple of weeks ago you did a show and you were talking, you got into talking about grounding. And you talked about being in the shower and having the water go hot and cold. You
right.
remember?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the sequence? Because I've been in the shower. I started with hot water. I took a shower, cleaned, soaped up everything and then lathered off. And then I turned on the cold water and spent clockwise, and I turned on the hot water and spun counterclockwise, and then I did it the other way. So what's the actual sequence? How does it actually go?
Well, the way that you did it works as well, too. I think the way that I gave it out, that works as well, too. If you do that, that's going to work, because really what you want to do is you really, the symbol of three, of going around three times, you know, going clockwise three times and then counterclockwise three times. It, mm-hmm. it really is what it is about, because that's going to get your whole aura in there and taking your temperature from hot to cold, you know, hot to cold, you know, really kind of getting into that energy of the hot to cold is how you're going to be able to cleanse your aura and everything that's in your aura to release it and, you know, then to cleanse it with the water. Okay. So either way works. Either way is just as powerful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, great, mm-hmm. good. Because that's, you know, because I started doing different kinds
beautiful.
Of affirmations with it just to kind of, you know,
yes.
focus the energy.
Beautiful.
Okay, so so I got one to share if you got enough time.
We have 29 minutes. I have some people with questions, but
okay. I can do it quick. It won't take long at all.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So grounding. I just there's a place you can go on the internet and you can hit you can Google earthing, earthing, and get more information. But
yeah.
anyway, a very quick way to ground if you can't get outside and if you can't and if you're bedridden or whatever, you can literally take the ground socket, the ground connection on your wall socket. You know, you've got the three things there. You've got the two, the left and right, which are the positive and negative, the electricity. And then the third one, the kind of U-shaped one, is actually the ground. If you run a wire into that and then attach that wire to your body, you will literally go to ground. And so
let me put a disclaimer out there real quick.
I don't want anybody to get shocked, yeah.
Wait a minute. We have minors listening. Let me put a disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Oh, sorry. Minors, okay.
I just kind of want people to know.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
how you watch the commercials, and they tell you that this is a professional stuntman. Don't try this at home. Don't try this at home, y'all. Don't say Miss Blue told you to stick nothing in no socket. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, let me put it this way too. I'll put in another disclaimer. If you don't understand electricity, don't do it. But it works powerfully. I've been doing it for like the last 3 weeks, and I'm telling you, it literally grounds you. It's like meditate. It's the same feeling you get after meditating if you don't go into deep meditation. So, I just wanted to throw that one out there.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank you for that. And I will say this, and thank you, though. It is. The site earthing was one of the sites that I gave out as well. They have grounding
oh, really?
Pads. Yes, they have grounding pads on earthing.com or .org. I can't remember. But if you go to earthing, they have grounding pads. So if you're in a situation or someone you know and for whatever reason you can't go outside to get grounded, you can buy one of these grounding pads. They have the small ones. They have the big ones. And you can actually get these grounding pads so that you can actually ground yourself. Under no circumstances do you ever stick anything in a socket. Don't do it. And I'm telling Darf, don't do that. Go outside.
Well, no. What I'm talking about is the same thing the earthing does. It goes into the same socket in the wall that the earthing, that the
Yeah,
the
but
pad
the earthing, it's made like a heating pad. So you're not sticking fire in there. You understand? Because even metal carries sort of its own currency, you know?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
that particular grounding, I just really want to caution people not to do that.
Okay, no, I don't blame you. And I think you should. I think that's fair. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want them, but you guys can go to earthing. So a good point. Thank you for bringing that up about getting grounded, because this is the time of the year that we definitely need to get grounding. Step outside, you guys. Step outside. It's not. It's cold on some parts of the planet, but it's not too cold. Step outside. Take your feet. Sit down on the ground. Put a towel down if you don't want your little bottoms to touch the ground, and then. Take your feet and just plant them in the ground and just stay there for a few minutes and really get that and just kind of ground yourself, because it is important that we do stay grounded, especially this time of the year with so much going on the planet. So thank you, Darf. You always bring a wealth of information.
All right.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go for the next caller calling in from area code 337. You're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Lou. This is Kendra. I had a question for you.
Yes, Kendra.
Okay, I've been having dreams about a person I was dealing with like 2 years ago. I understand what he did to me and everything, but I'm trying to figure out, like, why am I dreaming about him now?
You said, why are you dreaming about the person?
Yeah, it's like, is he telling me something, or I don't know.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about in the dreams, Kendra, is understanding the different levels of the dream. The first level is everything and everyone in the dream is you. So if we just take that position and have you begin to look at that and say, you are him in the dream. Now, one of the things that comes up for you right now is that in your life at this particular time, one of the things that you're really seeking is harmony, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Harmony. Don't worry, I'm not going to say too much. And also, love begins. Love begins. This is a new cycle of love for you. And who better to remind you of that but maybe your ex, at a time when love was good with your ex.
Okay.
So this is a reflection of sort of kind of letting you know, not necessarily that this situation is going to be the same, but kind of reminding you of that same feeling of love. So that is just sort of that reminder. And that's one level to look at it. And then I want you to begin to look at, what did he mean to you? See, because he meant certain things to you. A lot of this energy that is coming up is really about the energy of the number six. And this is sort of that cycle of completion when you think about the energy of six. Because if you look at the six, it kind of looks like a sperm, and then the other one kind of looks like an egg coming together. It's about those two coming together, bringing that place of harmony into creation. And so having sort of this energy of your ex showing up is really kind of telling you sort of this story about love being around you, being in your energy, and really taking you back to good times with your ex, correct? These dreams.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's
taking you back to good times. And so that is the reflection of where you are with that. What I would encourage you to do is definitely, you know, as always I say this, and we do a lot of these exercises on the Blue Blast call, write down those dreams and really begin to look at them sort of 360 and ask yourself the question, what is going on in your life at this particular time that also reminded you of that relationship? And then how can you see yourself maybe perhaps in this sort of situation playing the role of your ex? And maybe how that love became to you. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is definitely a time of really getting into that state of harmony in that particular energy and finding that balance as well.
Well, thank you, Ms. Lou. That resonated with me also. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 484. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou. It's Shalonda. I was calling because I had, like, a mini reading by, like, a random stranger, and I wanted to know what I should do with that information.
Whatever you choose.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on, Shalonda. Let me tell you. You said you had a mini reading by a stranger.
What I mean is he came up to me. He asked me, like, two questions, and then he just started telling me about myself, like, almost like he was reading a book, but he's telling me things. Like, it was a lot of confirmation, I guess is the way to say it.
Well, then, if it was a lot of confirmation and you received that message, then good. Mm-hmm. So I guess tell me what your question is, because I feel as though you're, it was confirmation to you. Mm-hmm. However, you still have questions about it.
Well, it's because I don't know. It was confirmation, but it's just like I don't know. Am I just, okay, so it's confirmation and you just sit back and wait for it to unfold, or am I supposed to do something? That's what I'm, so.
Oh, okay. Well, two things here, and I want to say this because I want to be very clear. Those who have had readings from me know how I feel about this, that I think that you should be very, if you're not picky about anything, be very picky about who you let into your energy. You should. If it is somebody that you trust, then I say go with that. Definitely go with that. One thing I tell you that I definitely don't do, because here's what I believe, Shalonda, that every single one of us can read energy. Everybody. That's not a special gift, even though some people think it's so special for them. But all of us can do it. Now, some of us may have tapped into it a little bit more than others, and I recognize that. But every single person can do it. And because someone, it's a difference between someone giving you a reading and someone predicting your future. Because, in fact, what I believe, and I know is true, absolutely no one can predict your future. They can't. Because you have free will. Everybody on this planet has free will. Now, what sometimes happens is that sometimes a person will get a reading, or it can even be a prediction from your own mother. Some of our parents have predicted our futures, and it has come true. I talked about this on one of our other shows, that words are powerful. If you grew up hearing that you ain't going to be shit, chances are, unless you really come into some enlightenment, you ain't finna be shit. Mm-hmm. That's going to come true. Especially if it was spoken by someone like your mother or your father that was constantly telling you that, and everything around you confirmed that for you, it is hard to really break that particular pattern. So the same thing happens when you let someone come into your energy. If they say to you, oh, this is going to happen to you, Shalonda, and that's going to happen to you down the line, and this is going to happen to you, you have one or two choices. You can give your free will to that. And so now what you've done is they haven't really predicted your future. You have turned your will over to it.
Okay.
You see, if it is something that you choose not to turn your will over to, then don't do it. Simply don't do it. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You understand? There are certain things that can happen. There are absolutely certain things that can happen. I could tell you something that can happen. That may be faith for you. Faith may be tomorrow when you're walking down the street, somebody's going to approach you with a green and white striped shirt on. That may be faith. Destiny is what you do with it. You can stop and decide to have a conversation with this person, or you can continue to move on.
Okay.
You understand?
I understand. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe the word reading wasn't the best word to use, but... Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So,
go ahead.
I was going to ask you, did that help? Because I want to help you answer your question. But tell me what that is. Sometimes people can see our faith, but I'm very, very careful that there is no one who comes to this planet that does not have free will. There's no one. And so sometimes people can see what other people's free will is. And sometimes people who can read energy will start out by telling you all of the wonderful things, and then they'll start out telling you what you must do in order for certain things not to happen to you. That's a game. You understand?
Okay. Well, no, the person didn't tell me, like, you know, don't cross the street if you see a blue car. Nothing like that. Nothing specific.
No. No, it doesn't have to be anything like that. No.
Okay,
I guess it sounds like you're in total agreement with it. So I guess the question is, what's the question?
What was my question?
Yeah, if you are in agreement with what they tell you, what is the question?
Oh no, I wasn't in agreement. I like received a message, but it's just kind of been, floating around in my head, and I didn't know necessarily what to do with the information. So that's more
okay.
of it.
Yeah, you said you're not sure what to do with the information. I don't want you to talk abstract to me because it doesn't sound like you're wanting me to give you a reading. So I respect that. So tell me what the person told you that's floating around in your head that you're not sure what to do with.
Okay. He told me that you're saying don't be abstract. Okay. That I've been asking God for a husband, and he was coming, and he gave me a date and everything, and I found that strange.
Okay. Well, you find that strange that he gave you a date that the guy was coming and the date that the guy was coming. Okay. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, do you believe that, have you been asking God for a husband?
Yes.
Okay, you have been asking God for a husband.
Well,
okay.
Okay. I wouldn't say God. I like I, yeah.
Well, you had to have been asking somebody who you asking. It's not a trick question. Have you been asking God for a husband?
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It just doesn't. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the answer to the question is yes, you've been praying to God, asking God, asking the universe, asking Buddha, asking somebody, Kua Yin, to send you a husband, right?
Okay, we'll go with that, yes.
Okay. So he gave you a date and said, check it out, your husband's going to come on this specific date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said you found that it's strange that he can tell you that your husband is going to come on that date.
Yes. Or okay. Even that he picked that up, that he even picked up, like you've been praying for a husband. It was strange that he even led with that.
Well, I'll say yes and no. If you can read energy, I would say you've been praying for a husband, a man. I don't know about praying, but you've been asking.
Okay.
I can definitely pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that was strange. Now, here's something I'll tell you, and let me stop being silly here and be serious for a minute. But here's something that I'll tell you. I don't think it's strange that he's picked that up. There's times even in sessions with me that I've told people that, hey, check this out. Maybe not that's your husband, but you will meet somebody, I can see, because when people are reading energy, when you get into energy, and I'll tell you how I read it, I can tell you based upon where you are right now where that's going to go. If you don't change anything, see, because this is still about you staying on your same course. So it's like taking the most likely route. So when I'm in a reading and we talk about possible futures, because all it is a possibility, at any time you can change. But if you stay the course on this is where you're heading and this is what you're going to do, this is most likely, with your free will involved, what the outcome is going to be. You see? So there's nothing really strange about him saying, hey, I know you want a man. You can ask any, and I'm not trying to be funny. This is really serious and a great question. There
okay.
are so many brothers now that can look at a sister on Facebook and know she need a man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be psychic to know that.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell. And they're not, it's not because they're showing all their cleavage or they're showing their behind. They could simply read the energy based upon your post, based upon what you call yourself, based upon where you, the way you comment on certain things that you do, based upon the likes that you check, because they can tell you are looking for a man. They could tell that. You understand? So let's translate that into everyday life. based upon the way you walk, based upon the way you carry yourself, based upon your energy. Remember, we were put here on the planet to be attracted to each other. So it's really nothing odd about people reading energy. We read energy every day. How many times have you looked at a cashier, went in the grocery store and said, "Ooh, I ain't going in that line."
Yes.
You understand? So that's not odd. That's not odd at all. Now, the fact that he told you it was going to be your husband, I mean, give or take, it may be. I'm not going to say anything's right or wrong about that because that's based upon your free will. And I never speak on another reader, you understand? Because where you were with that person is not where you are right now with me. Because the energy you had when you came at me, had you came at that energy with him, he would have never told you all that information because you would have shut it down. See, okay. you came guarded here. You wasn't guarded when that brother walked up to you. You wanted to know what he had to say. That's why you answered the questions. So, and I say this not to sort of kind of put you on front street, but I want you to see the difference in how this works. You understand? You know, everybody's psychic. Let's just face it. It's 2011. Kids are psychic. Have you ever walked down the street and a baby just walked up to you?
Yeah.
Come on now. Everybody's psychic. Ever seen a dog barking at everybody and then see you and stop? Everybody's psychic. Everything that is alive is psychic on the planet this time. This is not a special gift. I guess my question to you is I want you to own your own power because the first thing that came up was with you is that I need to have you have more purple in your life. The color of purple is about leadership and it's about ownership. It's about standing your ground. It is also about spirituality, but it's about you owning that particular space. I'm really not interested in what he says. I want to know what Shalonda says about finding her man and being married. I could care less what he predicts because he cannot control your future. You only control your future. For all he knows, you could have been a lesbian. So what does that mean, him telling you that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So don't give your power away to something that you don't have a clue what you're giving it away to. This is why even on the show when Brother Panic came on here last and he spoke, and he said, don't just throw this up to the universe because everything exists there. Chaos exists there. Love exists there. Hate exists there. Pain exists there. Joy exists there. So what are you, that's why I ask you, were you praying? Who were you praying to? Who were you giving your power to send you a man? Our thoughts are very real. I speak about this in my sessions all the time. They go out and they look for likeness, just like a sister can tell a man that needs a woman. Ask any sister. You're a sister yourself. You've walked down the street or you've been somewhere and you looked at a man and said, he need a woman. He needs a good sister in his life and he's going to be all right.
Definitely.
So the same way that we can read them, they can read us. So never would you think that anyone, this is not about women, girl against boy, anyone, whether it was a woman that walked up to you to tell you your husband is coming, that you're in such a vulnerable state that somebody could tell you your husband is coming and this is the date your husband's going to come, and you contemplate whether you should wait for that damn date. So you tell him if you met a man tomorrow, you would let him go because of something a stranger told you?
No. No, that's not what I'm saying. I didn't circle the date on the calendar and say, okay. You don't have to
circle it because our mind has a way of putting an imprint. It's called markers. And the fact that you called in, and I really want you to hear me with this with love, know that you're contemplating it. Know that you're contemplating believing it. What I'm telling you is thank that person that came to you because they opened you up to the possibility that you don't need anyone to tell you that. Not a specific date, not that your husband is coming. Know that he's coming because you know. Know that they gave you confirmation, and that's how you take that. It should be confirmation to you, maybe not on that particular date. Because mm-hmm. there's times that people have told me that their pendulum has told them that the person they're with is the perfect person for them. And I say, you're right. So whatever you choose to do with this information, if you choose to say that that's the date your husband is coming, then you're absolutely right. If you choose to say that that's not what you want to believe, you're absolutely right. Because the ball is going to be in your court, and one of the things that this lesson has shown up in your life to tell you is that Shalonda has to use and activate your own free will.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So definitely wearing more purple, keeping yourself in the place of more purple, because that's going to help you stand in that place of leadership, and it's going to stand in that place of spirituality, helping you connect with your higher self, really connecting. So whatever you choose to do with that information, it's not for me to say. That was your reading
mm-hmm.
that someone gave to you. You can embrace it if you choose to. My suggestion, my love, my thoughts that I give to you is that you embrace it with your own empowerment and not let someone else, because if you can let somebody walk up to you and tell you when your husband is coming, then they will walk up to you and tell you when your husband is leaving you. You understand?
Yes.
So, especially a stranger, someone you didn't ask. So that means that they came into your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Without you asking. So I don't know how you feel about it, but I personally stop people from doing that. Stop. I stop them dead in their tracks. Now, there's many people I go to that I will ask them to tell me things. But a complete stranger
mm-hmm.
just to walk up to me, ask me a question, and I feel like I must open my mouth and answer their question. I don't know about that one, Shalonda. I have to bow out and say, not so much.
Okay.
I would say not so much. No, you don't get to dominate me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now, if you're a friend or if you're somebody, you can be a stranger, but I trust your energy. And I say yes to you, then I am accepting what you give to me. And I still get the choice, even after you tell me what you tell me, to throw out what doesn't agree with me. And the same thing, you know, I tell people in my reading, whatever agrees or resonates with you, take it. What doesn't, don't take it. You don't never let anybody force you to take information, because they can plant seeds. They can. That's what it is. It's a seed. Next time you run into this person, who knows? I've heard all kinds of stories, good, bad, and indifferent about it.
Okay.
All right. But I thank you for sharing, because this is definitely something we needed to hear. I would definitely be curious about to see what comes up on that date. So let us know if your husband shows up.
No problem. That helped me also, because a lot of times people start I work in social work. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, conversations are always struck up. So now I know, like.
That's kinda, right. And if you work in social work, no doubt you're a healer yourself. You understand? You're a healer yourself. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're a reader yourself. A big part of social work is being able to read information and energy. It's about research, but it's also about vulnerability as well, too, and you finding others' vulnerable spots.
Okay.
So recognize that, because you have your own power there.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes. Email me, Shalonda.
I will.
Okay. All right. Okay, you guys, about 20, 19, 17, 16, 15 seconds left to go here in the remix. What an amazing share tonight. We did some tribal mojo magic and learning about all the different shifts that are coming, that are going. Peace and love. I'll see you guys next week, Friday night. Much love. Download, download, download. Love you guys. Peace.